This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're trying to cope in Connecticut.
This is tragic. Innocent babies.
20 kids killed in that Newtown Elementary School massacre. 6 adults died, too.
All across this land of ours, we have wept with you.
President Obama at a vigil last night.
I am very mindful that mere words cannot match the depths of your sorrow.
The first funerals for 2 6-year-old boys are today. The gunman was 20-year-old Adam Lanza, who first murdered his mother at her home and then...
Police say he forced his way into the school, and he actually had 3 different weapons with him, but he did the bulk of his shooting with a Bushmaster AR-15 assault rifle. That's significant because many militaries use that weapon because it inflicts maximum damage on victims. Lanza's victims were all shot multiple times. Then he turned one of the 2 handguns he had on himself.
That's Robert Moses with Fox affiliate WNYW in Newtown. This has renewed the gun control debate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And many Democrats here are already talking about a national commission to examine mass shootings and, at the very least, reinstating the ban on assault weapons and large magazines.
That really have no value whatsoever when it comes to sporting and hunting and even self-defense.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, but the opposition already ready to respond.
A free people should be an armed people.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, like Durbin, on Fox News Sunday. Dave?
Rich, the search is still on in Topeka, Kansas, for a 22-year-old man believed to have shot and killed 2 police officers outside a grocery store yesterday. They had been responding to a report of a suspicious vehicle. There is still no deal to avoid the fiscal cliff, even as House Speaker Boehner offers to agree to a tax rate hike on anyone making $1 million a year, though other Republicans, like Congressman Mac Thornberry, say,
whatever you do on taxes, if you don't address spending, we're not going to address the deficit and debt.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
I
to
come drive. In, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays. All for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Norma G Tractor, 0 down payment, 0 interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, 0 payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, 0 interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT 4-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower 4-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 800-98-STEEL today.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Discover the latest in holiday wear for children and the coolest gifts for all family members in the 2012 holiday issue of Brazos Family Magazine. From seasonal recipes to a calendar full of holiday community events, Brazos Family Magazine is your local source for family-friendly fun. Brazos Family Magazine is a free publication and available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Or request your free copy by emailing your name and address to magazine@bryanbroadcasting.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Baylor is coming to Aggieland. The boards of Baylor Healthcare System and Scott & White Healthcare are merging. The more than $7 billion organization will become the largest not-for-profit health system in Texas and one of the largest in the United States. Scott & White's Dr. Andre Avot says it will mean new resources to help patients.
I think they will be the ultimate beneficiaries here as well. Clearly, they will have greater and more convenient access to high-quality care through an extensive network of physicians, hospitals, and medical centers.
There will be no change in the respective brand names, which will cover 34,000 employees working at 42 hospitals, more than 350 patient care sites, and the Scott & White Health Insurance Unit. An agreement of intent has been announced, resulting in the start of final negotiations, which are expected to be completed sometime next year. The new company will be governed by a 14-member board comprised of 7 members from each institution. There will be 1 executive leadership team overseeing 2 operating divisions, Scott & White and Temple and Baylor in Dallas. The medical staffs, including 4,000 physicians, will remain independent and the respective foundations will remain separate. Interest remains high in more international companies locating in the Bayou Corridor. College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who also serves on the board of the Research Valley Partnership, is involved in the recruitment effort.
I did have a chance to meet with some of the Belgium delegation, actually, after the open house, and very interesting to learn, and I'm trying to get more information on that group that's coming in, and they seem to be making frequent visits here to look at bringing business to our area, in addition to some current things.
Mayor Nancy Berry says the RVP has a 3-page list of prospects at one level or another considering the Bayou Corridor. And another first has taken place at A&M. More than 12,000 degrees were awarded in a calendar year. What does that mean for President Bowen Lofton, who congratulates each graduate?
Alternatives to handshakes are always welcome. So I invite high fives, fist bumps, and hugs. And last May, I had 1,000 hugs.
Wow.
1,000, male and female both. No discrimination. And again, that really saved the hand.
Fist bump seems like a good idea.
Well, except watch for the ring.
The milestone was made over the weekend when nearly 3,800 participated in winter commencement exercises. Every 2 or 3 years, the Bryan Fire Department gets a new engine. The City Council at its last meeting approved the purchase of a new unit, which Fire Chief Randy McGregor says will take about 1 year to build.
It's built to our specifications and to take delivery and such. And when it gets here, we'll put it in use as a frontline vehicle in typically one of the busier stations. And we'll roll the trucks down, so to speak, in the fleet line. And whichever one at that point is oldest or most mileage and such, we will remove from the fleet.
The purchase price is $765,000. There's a question on the minds of many parents today. Could Connecticut happen at my child's school? Dr. Victoria Calder, director of the Texas School Safety Center, calls our schools soft targets and says it's her job to make them hard targets. Caldwell has no opinion on arming school staff as advocated by Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, But her research shows that in a school shooting situation, it's usually over by the time police arrive.
I do think schools have individual, each school on a case-by-case basis, would be advised to address the kinds of hazards and threats they're likely to face and to plan accordingly.
Caldwell says her agency's primary purpose is to train for the worst that can happen, preparing our schools for disaster, whether a hurricane, pipeline blast, or an active shooter. WTW News time is 6:10. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you are looking to replace a copier before the end of the year, there couldn't be a better time. CTWP has a large selection of brand new black and white and color copiers ready for installation. CTWP offers unbeatable discounts for any member of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, and until the end of the year, all leases are 90-day no payment. Don't get caught up in the holidays. Buy local, save your company some money, and let us do all the work. Call us today at 779-2998 or check us out on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey, it's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
High pressure will continue to build our way, and that system will be responsible for producing sunshine today. Temperatures close to 70 degrees this afternoon. We'll have fair weather across the area tonight as high pressure continues to build in. Lows overnight around 30 to 35. Sunshine for tomorrow, just a few clouds here and there. Highs near 75. Clear to partly cloudy, 55 to 60 tomorrow night. Clouding up Wednesday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you've been a sports fan in the Brazos Valley, this has been about the best month we've seen for a long time. Lots going on. Navasota Rattlers advanced to the state finals. Men's and women's hoops split. And even great if you're a Texas professional football fan. Both teams. All that and more coming up at 6:50.
So our dad of the year, you know, as we're getting toward the end of the year, it's almost time to award our dad of the year.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. Here's our nominee for today. That'd be Sean J. Buttrakos of Flint, Michigan. He may have wrapped it up for bad dads. Sean allegedly found slumped over in his vehicle, parked in a parking lot, which is probably good. After the paramedic awoke Sean behind the wheel, police say that he hit the gas and took off, and they chased him for about a mile, speeds up to 60 miles an hour, running stoplights and such. Finally pulled over, two kids in his car, blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. Atta boy. Happy holidays to Sean Buttrakos.
Awesome.
Yeah, just doing his part to be a really, really good dad. And an Australian company's promotion at their coffee houses in Vietnam have been halted after it was deemed offensive. Again, it was in Vietnam. They were offering a free second cup of coffee to any woman who was over 5'6".
Oh,
yeah, so there.
Man, I wouldn't qualify.
Well, there you go. And that's in Vietnam, too.
Man.
He's a ruddy little fellow with a bright red coat and a sleigh with 8 reindeer. He's a happy little fellow with a pack on his back and a smile that shines so bright. He's the jolly little fellow called Santa Claus who'll be round on Christmas Eve night.
You know, this is Gene Autry, and Gene Autry made a mountain of money.
Yes.
He really did.
Okay, see, I kept waiting for the joke. I thought this was going to be a song about a hobo.
No. That's it. No, that's...
He's smiling with a bag on his back.
No, that's it. It's about Santa. But he made his money in radio and television stations. Mm-hmm. And so, don't you know those stations, you know, were kind of forced to play this? You know
sure
what I mean?
Sure they were.
Because it's the boss. Listen, oh, that's so trendy.
Oh, I do love it.
Listen, the one I got for you next hour, oh, man. I heard it yesterday. I said, that will annoy anybody. So that immediately...
So let's play that one.
I might like it.
Yeah, well, you might. That's true. But it will stick in your head. There's no doubt about that. But anyway, this is our little Christmas offering for you this morning.
Hi, welcome to Earworms Are Us.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, just wait till next hour. Yeah.
It's really fascinating that y'all use the word earworm. I'll tell you in a second why.
Okay.
Info.
Mason.
I've never heard anybody else use that word except for someone when I was in Germany, so I just assumed it was a German expression.
No, it's in the Urban Dictionary.
I've never heard that here in America.
Yeah, you get a little song in your head, and it will not go away.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, I know you have a song stuck in your head, but earworm is just very specific.
Yeah, the last one for me was Menomina, and I thought I was going to die.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway, eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs, the cold cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right, the crowd-pleasing cold cut combo or meatball marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub, only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing, so get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax for applicable prices. Iron less than Hawaii. Additional charges for extras.
So, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, 616. Okay, so the phrase earworm, you heard that in Germany. Is that correct?
Yeah, I heard. I was talking to a German girl who was speaking in English, and she had talked about an earworm.
The fact that it's earworm ought to tell you that it's, you know, probably not American. I mean, not German. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a lot of...
Because there's no...
Now, Scott.
Well, what? Excuse me. Earworm is English, right? U.S. American right there.
When you speak Spanish, do you figure out all of the correct lingo and ways that you
certainly
use
not.
Spanish
you can,
phrases?
Yes,
or do you translate directly
you can
English
transform.
Phrases into Spanish and Spanish
transform.
Speakers don't know things?
I don't even
sense.
Try.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't even try.
Oh, my God.
Everything I know in Spanish, I can't say on the radio.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's except
that
for the
goes.
Whole Cerveza thing.
Yeah, we can do that part. 660. By the way, both superintendents joining us this morning live.
Cool.
Wow.
Dr. Wallace will be with us at about an hour from now, and then Dr. Colson will be on after Katz Newscast at 7:35, so we can talk about the school districts and what they have to say about that situation, and then let's see what else we had. Something else, I don't remember what it is. Just 8 shopping days till Christmas, but again, it doesn't matter because the end of the world is, 4 days away?
Yep.
And if you want to celebrate today, it's free shipping day. I don't know what that means. That's you hope that you get free shipping. I think if you're buying something online, you need to probably ask ahead of time.
Well, they said.
Yeah, that's right. I heard somewhere. It's maple syrup day. It's underdog day. And this is the Roman holiday Saturnalia, traditionally celebrated on this date, which is they honor the Roman god of agriculture. So. Eat you some agriculture today. All right.
I believe I will.
Yeah, there you go. Birthdays.
Mila Jovovich is 37.
Yeah, and we're at work.
She was in the Three Musketeers, The New Blue Lagoon, Zoolander.
It's okay. I'm with you, Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Lori Holden is 43 from The Walking Dead, and so is Emma Bell, 26, also from The Walking Dead. Manny Pacquiao.
Uh-huh.
Filipino boxer, singer, and politician, because I think he was the governor.
Hey, that's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he does a little everything. He's 34 today. Giovanni Ribisi, 38 years old. And if you track this guy's career, Avatar, Lost in Translation, was in Friends and Blossom. So there you go.
Okay.
Chuck Liddell, the Iceman from UFC Famous 43.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Hey, I know who he
I'm
is.
Sure, yeah.
Tracy Byrd, country music singer from Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
46 years old. Sarah Darlin from Bananarama, 51. Mike Mills from REM, 54. Bill Pullman, 59.
Independence Day and other stuff.
He's the brand new one that he's in looks kind of funny.
Well, he's also in Spaceballs. And, of course, one of my favorites, which we always watch around Christmas time while you were sleeping.
Okay.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Peter Farrelly of the Farrelly Brothers.
Yeah, they do. It's Farrelly, I think. But Something About Mary.
I always thought it was Farrelly.
But it's one of them.
All right.
Something About Mary.
Wait,
which
are you,
you
talking
should...
about the two guys that are loud and kind of fat? The Farrelly Brothers?
No, not really.
I mean, I haven't heard of a Farrelly, but I have heard of a Farrelly. So
you take the weird one, Stuck on You, Shallow Hal. There's Something About Mary, Kingpin, Dumber and Dumber. I mean, some really funny movies.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, not always politically correct.
No.
But, yeah. Okay. Anyway,
one of my very favorites, Eugene Levy.
Yeah, he is. You're right.
66 years old, and Ernie Hudson, the guy from Ghostbusters fame and more, is 67.
Really. Chris Matthews, if you've ever heard of him, he's that guy on MSNBC. You know, he got the thrill up his leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves Obama.
You betcha. And he's 67. And Dave Madden, who was Reuben Kincaid on the Partridge Family.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah,
I can see
right.
The guy's face.
Uh-huh, see, that's it. Oh, that's who that is. Yeah, so happy birthday to him.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, the problem we're facing here isn't the outlines of a bad deal. It's really, what does the GOP want to represent? I know some Republicans are demoralized and defeated, and maybe you don't have your confidence right now, but I don't care. Get over it. Obama won the presidency. Get over it. And you won the House. Now go do what you were elected to do. And I don't care if you feel defeated or demoralized. You've got to offer a different alternative to what the president's offering. You got to stand up now on your principles, not later now. You got to recover your confidence of your convictions. What did you get into politics for? Show some fortitude here. Show some initiative, some gumption, some backbone. Be prepared to fight on principle.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, more than ever, this might be the time of year when that DVR that you can have from Suddenlink can come in handy to watch shows that you want to. Of course, sports. There's lots of football games that are going to be coming up in college ranks here in the next couple, 3 weeks. And you can capture what you want and watch it when you want and how you want. That's one of the great things about having a DVR from Suddenlink. Also, to pause live programming, to go back and see something and hear something again, just to make sure you got it right. That's one of the conveniences I use all the time, almost every time I sit down to watch television, thanks to Suddenlink. And remember also, you can unwrap some savings right now because Suddenlink's got some bundle deals for you. You can get Suddenlink's blazing fast 15 meg internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. There's Suddenlink's home phone for $25 a month. For the rest of your life, that's unlimited local and long-distance calling, so you can talk to friends and family anytime and not worry about how long. And then there's Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV, as low as $35 a month. When you bundle, get tons of HD programming and free access to Suddenlink To Go so that you're traveling during the holidays or anytime. You can take your favorite movies and TV shows straight to your laptop or computer wherever you go. So call them at 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink.com.
Business economists weigh in. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There is cautious optimism among business economists. Forecasters surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics expect modest growth in 2013 and say activity should accelerate as the year progresses with no significant increase in inflation. inflation, continued improvement in the housing market, and some pickup in the labor market. PepsiCo is transitioning to a blend of two sweeteners for Diet Pepsi. The change was done without fanfare. New cans of Diet Pepsi are showing up on store shelves, listing a combination of two artificial sweeteners. Previously, only aspartame was used in the soft drink. PepsiCo plans a major rebranding of Diet Pepsi for next month. A new joint labor contract has been approved by United Airlines pilots. The agreement brings the carrier a big step closer to finalizing its merger with Continental Airlines. The new pact includes raises and bigger retirement contributions. Stock market futures are mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoover's has a special free offer just for you. Hoover's has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so confident you will be amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call. 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
Live from Wings and More on University Drive, it's the Coach Billy Kennedy Radio Show from 7 to 8 on Monday nights. Join me, Dave South, and Coach Kennedy as we preview upcoming games and provide insight into the Aggie basketball program. Check out AggieAthletics.com for more details.
Hey, here's your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling, a simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. High today around 70 degrees with sunny skies, winds out of the west, 44 for our low temperature tonight. And we'll do probably 75 on Tuesday, a little warmer than that on Wednesday. Then a little chance of showers and lower temperatures. Our high temperature on Thursday will only be 59, and we're looking at a low of about 31 on Thursday night. Then Friday, sunny skies, and back up to around 60 or so. Right now, we've got winds out of the south at 5, a chill factor of 45 degrees. Humidity is 80%, and the air temperature is 47.
If you're shopping with credit cards this year, you could be paying for those presents for years to come. There may be a better way. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
Spending discipline. It often flies out the window this time of year because, well, we need to buy Christmas presents for people.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me what you received for Christmas last year. Yeah, see, people don't remember. So why in the world should you buy a gift now that you're going to have to pay for the next 20 years when the person you give it to isn't going to even remember?
Mary Hunt, author of the book Debt Proof Your Christmas, isn't against gift giving, but says think of what it's going to cost you to buy gifts that no one remembers.
Very conservatively, if you have $1,000 on a credit card bill, if you pay only the minimum payment each month, it will take you between 15 and 22 years to pay it off, depending on what the interest rate is. And you will pay it at least three times, which means you'll pay back $3,000 in order to get rid of the $1,000.
So rather than spend money you don't have to do your holiday shopping, Mary has another idea.
Go for consumables. Go for food. Go for stuff you can make in your kitchen. Go to a bulk food store. Buy a bunch of pistachio nuts. Come home and repackage them into smaller containers. Throw in a few Hershey Kisses. Put on a nice note and a bow. You've got a gift. Make cookies. Who doesn't love a plate full of, wouldn't you love a plate of cookies for me, Mike? You know, make your cookies and then top it with a nice note. Tell this person what they mean to you. Pour your heart out. That's going to become the gift that is really remembered. And after all, that's what you want, isn't it? To be remembered.
You can link to Mary's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
That's an absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Future development in the Bayou Corridor continues to look bright. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who is also a member of the board of the Research Valley Partnership, talked about the interest level at the last city council meeting.
I don't know what the percentages of you know, prospects that one lands as actual clients, but the list of prospects went on to three pages and was very exciting in terms of the mix of companies and big pharma to manufacturing to biotechs.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who is also on the RVP board, met with a delegation of business people from Belgium who have made frequent visits to the Bayou Corridor. Bryan College Station will be part of the largest not-for-profit health system in Texas. Scott & White Healthcare and the Baylor Healthcare System are merging. An agreement of intent was announced, the first step in a process that is anticipated to be completed sometime next year. Scott & White Board Chairman Drayton McLean will lead a new 14-member board.
As healthcare changes, new laws come into effect, this is going to give us so much more ability to deliver health care. The people that really benefit from this is the public in Texas. They're going to get better health care.
The new board, seven from each group, will oversee one executive leadership team that will be responsible for two operating divisions. Baylor will operate from Dallas, and the home base of Scott and White will continue to be in Temple. The medical staffs, including 4,000 physicians, will remain independent, and foundations will remain separate, as will the respective brand name. The merger will create a nearly $8 billion organization with 34,000 employees working at 42 hospitals, more than 350 patient care sites, and the Scott and White Health Insurance Unit. The Bryan City Council made a $765,000 purchase at its last meeting. A new fire engine will be arriving about a year from now, according to Fire Chief Randy McGregor.
This one will be very similar. They'll have a couple of new safety features that the manufacturer now offers
that the older ones didn't, such as some airbags and such inside the passenger compartment. So a lot of money spent, but we usually get about 20 years out of these trucks, total lifespan.
It's the first new fire engine in Bryan since 2010. And A&M President Bowen Lofton has been in the middle of many firsts this calendar year. The latest was a record number of graduates.
May at six ceremonies with over 7,000. In December, it's going to be three ceremonies, 3,700, I believe, will be the total number here.
More than 12,000 graduated this year from A&M campuses in College Station, Galveston, and Cutter. As people still struggle to grasp why Friday school shooting took place in Connecticut, behavioral specialist Dr. Sylvia Gearing says she suspects Adam Lanza, the gunman, suffered from atypical depression, a condition where children are totally focused on themselves.
They show a decided lack of empathy. They don't tolerate other people well. There's a lot of grandiosity, a lot of paranoia, a lot of basically they're searching to be, you know, famous.
Gearing says the anger that raged in Lance's mind would not have been noted in everyday relationships because with atypical depression, there are no relationships. Gearing, who just completed schooling dealing with this condition, says part of the struggle is these kids are not troublemakers and they don't come to the attention of mental health authorities because these kinds of crimes are usually the first ones that they commit. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio.
Yep.
I'm on the air.
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggielandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's harvest time at Royal Tea Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royal Tea Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royal Tea Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now through January, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, so shop their unique Texas products produced right here in the Brazos Valley. Royal Tea Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop royaltypecans.com.
December's here, and needless to say, you're busy. Shopping, wrapping presents, baking, planning, or just watching the game. Well, slow down, take a break, and head on over to your closest Rattler convenience store and treat yourself to some of these great specials. Buy one, get one free on any 2-liter bottles of soda. Grab any big bags of Frito-Lay or Golden Flake items, two for only $5. And wash those chips down with a 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors. Only $19.99 were applicable. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texas.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
A couple of beautiful days shaping up for the region. We'll see a good deal of sunshine today. Highs will be near 70. Tonight, a few clouds. Lows overnight, 30 to 35. Tomorrow, look for a few clouds. Highs will be near 75. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Increasing cloudiness on Wednesday. Some showers developing. Highs will be near 75. Thursday, it looks like more sunshine and highs near 75 again. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports.
There's a lot more fun ahead, so I hope everybody's not starting their celebrations too early.
You can say things like that after you win the AFC. We'll tell you more about that coming up, as well as a come-from-behind or a overtime win for the Cowboys and the two local teams making the playoffs. We'll share more of that coming up at 6:50.
There you go. Eddie Colson will be with us in about an hour from College Station School District, and Tommy Wallace will be with us about 7:15 this morning to talk about, obviously, what everybody has talked about since it happened, and that's the tragedy in Connecticut. Obviously, the Sunday talk shows talked about that a lot. The president spoke last night, and it will be on now. It will be on, the whole idea about what you do as far as gun control is concerned. Everybody has already started speaking, and I think we had a story this morning. There's going to be a demonstration this morning at the NRA National Headquarters in D.C. Louis Gohmert, for his part, echoed a familiar theme for people who are gun advocates. He said, every mass killing of more than three people in recent history has been in a place where guns were prohibited. They chose this place. They know no one will be armed, and I wish to God the principal, in this case, had an M4 in her office locked up so that when kids heard gunshots, she could take this guy's head off. That's one side. The other side, Dianne Feinstein, who, of course, is going to reintroduce the federal ban on assault weapons. It's going to be a discussion for quite a while.
Yes.
You guys got any thoughts?
Yes, I do. Did you hear about the guy who started shooting in San Antonio last night?
Mm-mm.
He started shooting in a restaurant, then he went to a theater, and he was shooting there. He shot one guy, injured him, didn't kill him, but there was an off-duty cop there who shot the gunman. And so that just nipped it in the bud.
Right.
So I would have to agree more with, you know, these people target places where they think nobody's going to fight back.
As
so many
said, yeah.
of these things happen up in kind of more liberal areas where people don't have guns. Here, you don't know who is a concealed carry that's all around you, you know? And so, I don't know. And two, my thought in bed last night, I was thinking about school safety, and they put up all these metal detectors and all that stuff. Somebody comes in with a gun and pulls it out, they don't care if they set off the metal detector. If there's nobody there to protect the school in a way that is actually, you know, they're not going to say, oh, well, too bad I set off the metal detector. I guess I'll leave now, you know?
Sure, it's not right. And Kevin, I'll give you a second in a minute.
No problem.
To tie into Dan Malloy, who is the governor of Connecticut, basically said, quote, we are unfortunately a violent society. 32,000 plus deaths as a result of guns being used, 18,000 of those self-inflicted. This is a violent world. And we are a particularly violent country within that world. Continuing the quote, schools are not vaults. They are not banks. People have to come and go. You build the best system that you can, understanding what the challenges are. If someone wants to do an act like this, they are going to find a way to do it. End
I
quote.
Concur.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a similar to what you just said. You know, in case of emergency, break glass, there's your AK.
Something like that.
I don't know that an AK-47 or something that high power, but there's certainly a way that it can be addressed with some kind of armament, even if it's non-lethal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one of those beanbag guns. I've seen what happens when you get hit with one of those.
Sure.
It at least stuns the guy long enough for the pig pile to stop him.
Some
for
sort
sure.
of response. Hello.
Yeah, Scott. We lived in Singapore where the government followed the British idea of no handguns and private ownership. There were lots of people who were killed with acid vials, meat cleavers, tire irons, brake tools, etc.
Yeah.
It's not the tool, it's the people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things we'll probably discuss in the next hour. You can talk about gun control, but there are some mental health issues here as well, which is a vast, vast problem that every state, every city of any kind has to look at as being part of this. Probably one of the things that you might not know is that what they did was they moved the children from the school over to a fire station so that they could be reunited with their parents. But for those people whose children were slain, they were told one-on-one personally by the governor. I mean, I thought,
wow. That's impressive.
It really, really is that he was the one who spoke to them and personally told him. Again, his name is Dan Malloy. That, I can't think of words that would make would describe how difficult that must have been.
The school nurse was on 60 Minutes last night.
Oh, really?
And they did a fairly lengthy interview, but it was really interesting for her. She had hidden some kids and saved some folks. And as the police department showed up to her wherever she was, they said, now close your eyes. We'll walk you through this. You don't want to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And then she intentionally has not heard all of the names.
Oh, interesting.
She wants to hear them one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't think she can literally take hearing all 26 names at the
sure.
same time.
Yeah, well, then.
So she felt like, you know, a cut by a thousand or a death by a thousand cuts better than one giant.
Yeah. Hello.
Do we know this is a mental health issue yet, or
no,
are we
no.
just searching for an excuse?
No, no, no. I understand what you're saying, but that is something that is being discussed, and there are a couple of other things that we need to discuss as media as well, and we'll do that in the next hour. The fact that a lot of information comes out, and quite often some of it is wrong, we from the media can get frustrated when we don't get information because we want to tell people, but yet there are a whole lot of unreliable sources out there. Like
sure.
anybody with an electronic device can put something out there, and it spreads like wildfire. Yeah. So we'll discuss that a little bit later. So I only mentioned that because that has been said, and you know what? We have tremendous mental health issues in America, whether people go and kill somebody or not.
Yeah, and I think, too, we also have a disrespect for the sanctity of life.
Oh, well, sure. Well, then, you know.
That goes back to the violence.
Let's go to video games. Whoops, okay, yeah, uh-huh. So we'll see. All right, couple of things in politics. John Kerry apparently is going to become the new U.S. Secretary of State. Speculation now that Vicky Kennedy, that would be the widow of Ted Kennedy, would like to be named to that Senate seat till they have a special election. We'll see what happens. It has to happen 160 to 180 days from the time that the seat's vacated. And, of course, we'd mentioned that Scott Brown might run again because he's the outgoing GOP senator there. Okay, elected official, state elected official, now endorsing the idea of making birth control available over-the-counter to anyone 18 or older. Now, we talked about this Texas, that they're discussing, oh, wow, they dropped back some of the funding for this, and now we're going to end up having thousands of new Texans because of that. Again, personal responsibility aside, we wouldn't want to go there. But in an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal that has people talking, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal writes that Republicans, quote, have been stupid to let the Democrats demagogue the contraceptives issue and pretend that Republicans are somehow against birth control. That is hogwash. He couches his argument in that classic conservative language. Why do women need a prescription to buy the pill? Because big government says they should. But, I mean, pretty interesting. Will the right side of the Republican Party embrace the argument? I mean, and is that the solution? Yes, we know personal responsibility would be a great idea. Really, really would. But the sky's not blue every day, too, if you notice that. So, as a result, do you need to make these available? I mean, do you need to make birth control over-the-counter available for people? It's a common-sense response, and I think it's interesting that it comes from Jindal. And we'll see how the Republicans decide to respond to that. All right, 647.
Hi, I'm Jackie Flagg, the owner of Jackie's Toys and Books. When you shop locally for your children, it's more than a business boost for local stores. It helps us put money back into the community by supporting local charities. Here at Jackie's, we support Voices for Children and the Brazos Animal Shelter. We also provide jobs for college students who are our future teachers. So before you shop online or shop out of town, remember to shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There are some good landscapes here in Texas, and then there are a few really great ones. You usually can categorize them as you drive down the street, but sometimes it's difficult to put your finger on exactly what sets them apart. Let's take a look at the components of a truly fine garden. I'll be back with details after this message. The reviews are coming in. My 2013 Texas gardening calendar is going over like gangbusters. We have a few copies left. If you would like to get one of your copies of this calendar with more than 10,000 words, it'll tell you month by month all of the new year when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar, the prettiest one that I've published to date, and we've done 30 calendars over the years. Get my 2013 Texas gardening calendar at a one-third savings by buying it in combination with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is written specifically for Texas. All of this for $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call today, 1-800-752-4769. If you're trying to assess just what makes a truly great landscape, forethought and planning have to come first. Any good garden starts with a design. It's like baking a cake. Unless you know all the components and start with them at your disposal, your results are very likely to be disappointing. You can do it without a formally drawn plan, but it's not as easy, and there won't be any guarantee that you'll be satisfied. Mix in simplicity. Those truly outstanding designs are usually quite basic. It's called understated elegance in other professions. In gardening, it's called the natural look. You want your plantings to look right at home in their surroundings. Unless you're into formal European knot gardens, you probably don't want to develop precise designs with your plants. Don't try anything contrived, unless the architecture of your home dictates it, and unless you're willing to spend the hours it will take to keep things in proper order. Use a variety of colors and forms, but remember that the farther you depart from plain old basic green, the more dramatic the impact's going to be. To carry it a step farther, the more dramatic the impact, the more restless and unnatural the landscape will be. Most of us would be best advised to stay away from highly variegated yellow and green leaf plants. Purple Japanese maples, forest pansy redbuds, and other reddish leaf trees are much more difficult to work into your plantings. You need to use them very, very carefully. As for growth forms, plants come in all shapes and sizes, kind of like the gardeners that grow them. You'll find columnar, upright, oval, rounded, spreading, horizontal, arching, weeping, and twisted growth habits. The farther these lean away from the normal rounded growth, the more eye-catching their effects will be. Keep in mind that your landscape is like a picture frame and that eye-catching isn't necessarily what you should strive for. Those oddball corkscrew willows and the vertical Will Fleming and weeping Yaupon hollies can be mighty tough to use effectively. If you want some type of really dramatic look in a particular spot, that's when you choose an unusual growth form. You'll also draw attention with striking textures of plants' leaves and stems. Large leaf plants are bold textured, while the smaller leaf types are much softer visually. You can use soft plants to tone down a harsh wall, or you can add pop to a planting by putting something with dinner plate-sized leaves somewhere conspicuous. Great landscapes use color carefully. We'll talk about that other times here, but just remember, it isn't a landscape if it doesn't have color. I'm Neil Sperry, flowering houseplants of an unusual sort in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. The Navasota Rattlers have run roughshod over Class 3A all year, but they had their hands full with the Belleville Brahmas. Now, it wasn't easy for the Rattlers, as Belleville gave them everything they could handle and did what no other team has done yet this season. It kept the Rattlers from throwing a touchdown pass. Rattlers kept their dream season alive with a hard-fought 24-7 victory over Belleville in the Class 3 Division II semifinals game. The victory improved the Rattlers' record to 15-0 and moved them to the state championship game Friday, 4 p.m. at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington against the Gilmer Buckeyes. All the action can be heard live on our sister station. That's Navasota News 1550. And to find a recap of the game, you can go to BrazosFootball.com. A&M men's hoops stumbled against OU in the All-College Classic on Saturday. Elston Turner headed a team-high 17 points, but Oklahoma snapped A&M's four-game winning streak Saturday with a 64-54 win. The guys come back to Reed Arena Tuesday to play A&M Corpus Christi. The tip-off for that game is at 6 o'clock. And, of course, all the action for men's hoops is right here on WTAW. Texas A&M women's basketball took care of business. Christy Bellick posted her first double-double of her career, and A&M won its sixth consecutive game, 79-61 over USC. The ladies will next travel to Las Vegas for the World Vision Classic. That tournament starts on Wednesday against K-State. Tip-off for that game is 2:30, and it's on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In the NFL, a very seesaw game had playoff ramifications for both teams. The Cowboys outlasted Ben Roethlisberger's Steelers with a Dan Bailey kick, 21-yard field goal in overtime yesterday to give the Cowboys the 27-24 win over Pittsburgh. Brandon Carr's interception of Ben Roethlisberger along the sideline on the second play of overtime set up the game-winning kick. The Cowboys moved into a three-way tie for the NFC East lead with the New York Giants and Washington Redskins. Here's Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo after the nail-biter.
We've had a lot of comeback wins this year. You know, here's just another one today, but we just believe in that. And you understand that these games come down to a possession or two, and you do the right things to win the games. And that's the difference between winning and losing. We've been able to do those lately.
Moving now to the Texans, they clinched the AFC South title yesterday with a 29-17 win over the Colts. Andre Johnson had 150 yards receiving and a touchdown, and the 12-2 Texans rolled over the Colts. Now, the Colts had been on a run of three straight and needed a win to clinch a playoff berth after going last year 2-14. But the Houston Texans held them off thanks in part to three sacks by J.J. Watt to get them back on track after an embarrassing 42-14 loss to New England. The Texans will have the home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs if they win out. J.J. Watt thinks there's more to come for the Texans.
We're very happy we got to do it in front of our home fans. I love this city. We love playing for these people, and they come out and support us unconditionally, and we appreciate that so much. And so it's nice to be able to give back, but there's a lot more fun ahead, so I hope everybody's not starting their celebrations too early.
Good to see the end of the torrential rain pour game. San Francisco withstood a 28-point comeback by the New England Patriots to finally win 41-34 last night. Yogi Berra once said it's like deja vu all over again. Well, in this case, that fits. For the second year in a row, Sam Houston and North Dakota will meet in the NCAA Division I championship game in Frisco, Texas. Now, Sam Houston stumbled to a 45-42 win over number 2, Eastern Washington. At the half, Sam Houston was up 35-0 and finally managed to hold on for the win and advance to the championship game. Finally, on the NBA, Jose Calderon had 18 points, 14 assists, 10 rebounds to lead the shorthanded Raptors to a 103-96 victory over the Houston Rockets last night. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madison and Ville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
From community and culture to giving back in annual events, the 2013 Brazos Life Annual Manual is your guide to the who, what, when, and where for the upcoming year in Bryan College Station. Whether you are planning a dinner outing with friends or wanting to learn about the newest business ventures coming to the BCS, Brazos Life is your local guide for locals new and old. To advertise in the 2013 Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
And now, a holiday poem from Specs, Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. If you find yourself suffering from the gift-giving blues, head over to Specs, your gift-giving muse. With thousands of things priced low to delight, your gifts will be perfect and held at great height. Fresh cigars for your papa, wine charms for your mom. If your uncle likes hops, this place is the bomb. With imported coffee and exotic hot teas, there's not an auntie in town that wouldn't be pleased. Flasks and decanters, bar sets and bar guides. A night of white Russians, the dude abides. Of course, there's the wine, by bottle or case. For selection and savings, Specs is the place. A basket of gifts, gourmet on the move. It's packed to the brim, we know you'll approve. So grab your whole list of holiday cravings and bring it to Specs, where you'll shout, "Cheers to savings."
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to.
You can put your ad on my school bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Many of you have noticed the recent construction on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Well, that's the new location of W.E. Gibson Insurance. Our agency has experienced tremendous growth, so we have moved to this new location in order to enhance our ability to better serve our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. So remember, we are no longer in the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie. We are now just down the street at the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see W.E. Gibson Insurance at our new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station, or visit our website at wegibson.com. We are a trusted choice independent insurance agency representing over 45 insurance companies, and we have been serving the insurance needs of the Brazos Valley for over 130 years. If you can't come by our new offices, then give us a call at 694-1555.
Live from Wings and More on University Drive, it's the Coach Billy Kennedy Radio Show from 7 to 8 on Monday nights. Join me, Dave South, and Coach Kennedy as we preview upcoming games and provide insight.
7 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
A vigil for a massacre.
We gather here in memory of 20 beautiful children and six remarkable adults.
President Obama last night, the elementary school massacre Friday, left those kids dead. The 20-year-old gunman first murdered his mother at home, ended his rampage killing himself as police arrived. And Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley's live in Newtown, Connecticut.
President Obama last night spent several hours meeting with families of those killed in Friday's shooting, thanking first responders and emergency workers, and then speaking in an interfaith vigil. This morning, the first two funerals for children killed will be held. Schools remain shut here. It's still a community in mourning under gray, chilly skies with makeshift memorials throughout the town. The main gathering place for remembrance under the massive Christmas tree in the center of town, with piles of stuffed animals placed underneath the tree alongside candles and bouquets of flowers. Dave?
Courtney, one of the president's messages last night.
We can't tolerate this anymore.
Rekindling a debate about guns, and Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
And it is a gun control debate going on both sides, Dave. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says he can't fathom what some in the gun lobby are advocating.
Are we talking about arming teachers, arming principals? Is that going to make us a safer America? I don't think so.
But Republican Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert does think so, starting with the principal at Sandy Hook.
I wish to God she had had an M4 in her office locked up, so when she heard gunfire, she pulls it out.
And several Democrats want the old ban on assault weapons and large magazines reinstated, Dave.
Rich, there's still no compromise to avoid everyone's taxes going up.
We're never going to get the perfect deal.
Republicans like Congressman Peter King want spending reform as House Speaker Boehner reportedly offers to let tax rates rise for millionaires. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
WTW News Time is 7:05. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Baylor is coming to Aggieland. The boards of Baylor Healthcare System and Scott & White Healthcare are merging. The more than $7 billion organization will become the largest not-for-profit health system in Texas and one of the largest in the United States. Scott & White's Dr. Andre Avotz says it will mean new resources to help patients.
I think they will be the ultimate beneficiaries here as well. Clearly, they will have greater and more convenient access to high-quality care through an extensive network of physicians, hospitals, and medical centers.
There will be no change in the respective brand names, which will cover 34,000 employees working at 42 hospitals, more than 350 patient care sites, and the Scott & White Health Insurance Unit. An agreement of intent has been announced, resulting in the start of final negotiations, which are expected to be completed sometime next year. The new company will be governed by a 14-member board comprised of 7 members from each institution. There will be one executive leadership team overseeing 2 operating divisions, Scott & White in Temple and Baylor in Dallas. The medical staffs, including 4,000 physicians, will remain independent, and the respective foundations will remain separate. Interest remains high in more international companies looking in the BioCorridor. College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who also serves on the board of the Research Valley Partnership, is involved in the recruitment effort.
I did have a chance to meet with some of the Belgium delegation, actually, after the open house, and very interesting to learn, and I'm trying to get more information on that group that's coming in, and they seem to be making frequent visits here to look at bringing business to our area, in addition to some current things.
Mayor Nancy Berry says the RVP has a 3-page list of prospects at one level or another considering the BioCorridor. Another first has taken place at A&M. More than 12,000 degrees were awarded in a calendar year. What does that mean for President Bowen Lofton, who congratulates each graduate?
Alternatives to handshakes are always welcome. So I invite high fives, fist bumps, and hugs. And last May, I had 1,000 hugs.
Wow.
1,000, male and female both. No discrimination. And again, that really saved the hand.
Fist bump seems like a good idea.
Well, except watch for the ring.
The milestone was made over the weekend when nearly 3,800 participated in winter commencement exercises. Every 2 or 3 years, the Bryan Fire Department gets a new engine. The City Council at its last meeting approved the purchase of a new unit, which Fire Chief Randy McGregor says will take about 1 year to build.
It's built to our specifications and to take delivery and such. And when it gets here, we'll put it in use as a frontline vehicle in one of the typically one of the busier stations. And we'll roll the trucks down, so to speak, in the fleet line. And whichever one at that point is oldest or most mileage as such, we will remove from the fleet.
The purchase price is $765,000. And there's a question on the minds of many parents today. Could Connecticut happen at my child's school? Dr. Victoria Calder, director of the Texas School Safety Center, calls our schools soft targets and says it's her job to make them hard targets. Caldwell has no opinion on arming school staff, as advocated by Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, but her research shows that in a school shooting situation, it's usually over by the time police arrive.
I do think schools have individual, each school on a case-by-case basis, would be advised to address the kinds of hazards and threats they're likely to face and to plan accordingly.
Caldwell says her agency's primary purpose is to train for the worst that can happen, preparing our schools for disaster, whether a hurricane, pipeline blast, or an active shooter. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
I'm almost out of holiday shopping time again, and with less time to finish and less holiday green in my wallet, thank goodness for Half Price Books. Half Price Books is full of amazing and unusual gifts for everyone on your list, from kids to grandparents. If you haven't visited Half Price Books lately, you'll be amazed at the selection of smart, thoughtful gifts. Great books on every subject imaginable, puzzles, games and toys, movies and music box sets, everything from the past to the future. Holiday shopping shouldn't be tedious when at Half Price Books it's a treasure hunt. Or send someone on their own shopping adventure. Buy a $25 Half Price Books gift card and get a $5 bonus card for someone really special to come back and use in January. You! So hurry to Half Price Books and get all your last-minute shopping wrapped up. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's the last minute before the very, very last minute. And at JCPenney, we're helping you check everyone off your Christmas list. We've dropped prices on select items 20 to 50% off the original. Don't miss out on $5 Arizona long sleeve tees for juniors, $6 Stafford and Izod sleep pants for him, and $3 select gloves for her. Visit jcp.com or a store near you before the goods are gone.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW at 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Couple of beautiful days shaping up for the region. We'll see a good deal of sunshine today. Highs will be near 70. Tonight, a few clouds. Lows overnight, 30 to 35. Tomorrow, look for a few clouds. Highs will be near 75. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Increasing cloudiness on Wednesday. Some showers developing. Highs will be near 75. Thursday, it looks like more sunshine and highs near 75 again. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Let's see. I guess the old adage is, you know, don't drink the water. If it's the Brazos Valley and you're in sports, drink the water.
Yeah.
Cotton Bowl, Division I Championship, 3A State Championship playoff game. Not too bad. All right. Both NFL teams did really well this weekend, and A&M hoops over the weekend as well. We'll share that with you coming up at 7:50.
That's it.
Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. You may be sure both rich and poor are welcome at Santa's door. You don't need a ticket to Santa Claus's party. A lot of toys for girls and boys and plenty of fun in store. A Christmas tree so high, it pokes right through the sky. And Santa will be there to call Merry Christmas to you all. Come on, everybody.
What do you think? Huh?
I like it.
I like it, too.
I don't know that I've ever heard it.
Well, I know. That's the thing. I hadn't heard it until yesterday. I said, oh, we have to share that.
A talking doll for Jill and a mountain high of ice cream pie where everyone eats his fill.
Yeah. I don't know. It's Les Baxter, and you may know him. He, for a while, he had a singing group, which, by the way, had a young David Crosby in it. All right.
Really?
But, yep, he did, a long time ago. But then... Just the sound. It's just so, you know, you know it's from the old days.
Yeah,
and all that
makes
sort
you
of
feel
stuff.
Good.
It does. It's just a cheerful kind of a little thing. Anyway, it's called Santa's Party.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So there. And of course, with the holidays, that means it's time for the Jones Cola people.
Oh, what's our flavor this year?
Well, you know, and now, Kat, are you familiar with the Jones Cola people?
I had a roasted marshmallow flavored one time.
Okay. Well, anyway.
So it tastes like cream soda?
No, it tasted like roasted marshmallows. It was yummy. It was like in liquefied.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this year they're going to have like gingerbread stuff. Yeah, I know. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gingerbread drink.
It just sounds, I know that I don't like ginger beer, and so to me that sounds yucky.
Well, I don't get gingerbread anyway. I mean,
well,
I
like gingerbread, really? But ginger beer just tastes like a mouthful of vomit. Yeah.
What is the...
Wow.
It's like spicy and gross.
All right. Wow.
Anyway,
nasty.
So they'll do gingerbread and sugar plum. That's right, plum flavored.
Now, sugar plum sounds possibly good.
Anyway, there'll be candy cane and pear tree as well.
The candy holiday, cane. That sounds yummy too.
Holiday four-pack contains one 12-ounce bottle of each flavor. This limited-time offer will be gone before you can say... Jetpack reindeer, and I don't know that we get those here or not. I'm not sure that we do.
Yeah, I think you have to. Or no, I think you maybe you'll get those like at the World Market Atorium.
Yeah. Oh, they sell Jones Soda at Panera Bread.
Yeah, but the thing is, these particular flavors. I mean, I know you can find that stuff around in different places, but you may only be able to get like sour apple or some other Christmas classic kind of thing.
I think the World Market Atorium has, because I remember seeing like stuffing when they came out with, they used to come out with a nasty
stuffing.
Yeah, Jones Soda used to come out with stuffing and turkey, and it was just god awful.
Can't beat that. All right, 7:16 right now.
Every year we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:17, and obviously everything in the news has had to do with the tragedy that's taken place in Connecticut, and we thought that it'd be a good opportunity to talk about what's going on in the local school districts and what basically short-term and long-term response will be. And Tommy Wallace joins us this morning, the superintendent of BISD. Thanks for being with us this morning, Tommy.
Hey, you're welcome. Good morning.
Let's talk, first of all, about what is in place at BISD as far as on-campus officers or campus access and maybe some details that we could know?
Sure. Each one of our secondary campuses has a school resource officer on our individual campuses. And then each one of those secondary campuses, SROs, are also assigned to one of our elementary schools. So we do have school police officers there on campus to help ensure the safety of our children.
Tell me about training as far as your employees and teachers.
Well, in terms of training, we go through a procedure once a semester where our teachers go through a lockdown drill, and then they talk about those issues and staff development to ensure that if something does happen, they're trained and they're prepared enough to cope with it.
Tommy Waddles joining us this morning, the superintendent of Bryan Independent School District. Now, obviously, wide range of ages in your student population. How do you address the different age groups as far as any kind of thing that could happen on campus that would be unsafe?
Well, we address it. They're pretty much the same. We have a standard procedure that we have written, emergency operating plan that we have written in conjunction with the Bryan Police Department and Fire Department, who have reviewed it and were part of the document that wrote it to make sure that we have first responders there. We have a plan of action. And so, of course, from that standpoint, we treat them pretty much all the same, because if something, God forbid, like Connecticut takes place, we need to know that each one of our campus administrators and each one of our campuses are following the same plan.
You know, the governor of Connecticut had a great quote yesterday. They said, our schools are not banks. They're not vaults. People do have to come and go. You have to do the best job you can under those circumstances.
You know, that's true. I mean, parents come and go. Doors are unlocked. The only way that you can, I've heard people ask over the weekend, well, how can you keep this from happening? And I don't know that you can keep it from happening. I think that you pray and hope that it doesn't. But I think that you put procedures in place and you talk to your teachers and they come and go. Now, we have a Raptor system where each visitor that comes into our buildings has to scan their driver's license in order to keep visitors. They get a name badge, and then if something pops up, an alert, then the campus administrator is then notified and they've been trained on how to deal with that. But people do come and go, and schools are places where they should be happy, they should be safe, they should be a learning environment. And, you know, when you think about children, you think about laughter, and you think about just our future. So, I mean, kids come, or people come and go, and it's just a sad situation in Connecticut.
Now, what are you going to do in the short term or maybe on around the corner to be in touch with parents or do something with students so that they understand what this plan is in place? Because I'm sure there are parents who would like to know about this. There are others who want their kids shielded from it. So
sure.
Lots of different things.
Well, I've already sent out an all call to all of our parents yesterday to ensure them that we have practices and we have procedures in place to ensure their children's safety as much as we possibly can. And also sent out a letter to all of our staff members explaining to them that, you know, to please go back and review the emergency operation plan just one more time, take a few minutes to go over that. Unfortunately, it takes disaster and tragedy, things like that, for us sometimes to think about those plans. But I've encouraged the teachers to all go back and address those again and look at those again. But in terms of today, we wanted schools to be school as usual. We've got our counselors and our principals on standby on alert if somebody needs to talk or if a parent needs to visit to ensure, you know, to feel that confidence that our schools are safe and that we're here for them.
Has there been anything in the past that you have considered that you have not put in place?
No, because we just did an audit. We just did one this past summer with the police department and the fire department. And then earlier this year, even after school started, we even had the Bryan Police Department go over each one of our elementary school dismissal procedures to see if there was anything that we had gone or maybe had an oversight on. So at this point, Bryan feels very confident in our emergency operating procedures if something were to happen.
Dr. Tommy Waddles is the superintendent of the Bryan Independent School District. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. Tommy will also be sending that to your office so that you can link it onto the BISD website if you'd like to do that.
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott, for having me this morning.
Thank you. See you later. Bye. Okay, that's Dr. Waddles, and Eddie Colson will join us after Cats News at about 7:35 or so.
I'm Chip Davis of Manheim Steamroller. Today, it's the truth about Santa, whose story surprisingly begins with the Greek god Poseidon. The ancient Greeks believed that Poseidon provided everything good, and a good harvest, a good life, it all came from Poseidon. Some 2,000 years later, in 25 AD, a Christian church was built on the ruins of an old Poseidon temple. It was home to a kind and benevolent bishop who wore bright red and green robes. His name was Nicholas. And like Poseidon, he also gave gifts, but only to good little children each Christmas. Tomorrow, how Nicholas became our modern Santa Claus. And I'm Chip Davis of Manheim Steamroller.
At GEICO, you have a choice of ways you can save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 70 for a high temperature today, about 44 for a low temperature tonight. Look for sunny skies and 75 tomorrow. Warmer on Wednesday, slight chance of showers. Then it cools off. 41 our low on Wednesday night, and 31 will be the low on Thursday night. And then we're back up to 60 on Friday. Okay, anyway, right now we've got winds out of the southwest at 5, 80% relative humidity, and 47 degrees.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcheck's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, Obama's choice to succeed Hillary as Secretary of State, threw herself under the bus. In a letter to The One, she said that the confirmation process would be lengthy, disruptive, and costly. So for the sake of Obama's pressing national and international priorities, she withdrew. Now, Obama quickly issued a statement complaining about what he called unfair and misleading attacks on Rice. But he made it clear that he would not try to convince her to stick it out. John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, openly lusting after this job, also weighed in. He praised Rice as an extraordinarily capable and dedicated public servant, right before he no doubt popped a champagne cork and toasted his own good fortune to have her out of the way. It was Benghazi that killed her nomination. After the September 11th attacks, Rice was sent out to lie for the administration. That's not diplomatic. I mean, after the attack, Madam Ambassador presented less than accurate accounts to multiple news organizations, and dastardly Republicans refused to drop the issue. Because according to Democrats, she's African-American, and they're racist pigs. And there could be no other reason. So the bottom line is Benghazi has claimed another victim, and after all this time, we are still no closer to getting the truth of what really happened from Obama or his minions, and that's what this is really all about.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-893-9095. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9095. That's 1-800-893-9095.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan Pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now through January, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, so shop their unique Texas products produced right here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop Royalty Pecan.
WTW News Time is 7:29. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Future development in the Bayou Corridor continues to look bright. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who is also a member of the board of the Research Valley Partnership, talked about the interest level at the last city council meeting.
I don't know what the percentages of you know, prospects that one lands as actual clients, but the list of prospects went on to three pages and was very exciting in terms of the mix of companies and from big pharma to manufacturing to biotechs.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who's also on the RVP board, met with a delegation of business people from Belgium who have made frequent visits to the Bayou Corridor. Bryan College Station will be part of the largest not-for-profit health system in Texas. Scott & White Healthcare and the Baylor Healthcare System are merging. An agreement of intent was announced, the first step in a process that's anticipated to be completed sometime next year. Scott & White Board Chairman Drayton McLean will lead a new 14-member board.
As healthcare changes, new laws come into effect, this is going to give us so much more ability to deliver health care. The people that really benefit from this is the public in Texas. They're going to get better health care.
The new board, seven from each group, will oversee one executive leadership team that will be responsible for two operating divisions. Baylor will operate from Dallas, and the home base of Scott & White will continue to be in Temple. The medical staffs, including 4,000 physicians, will remain independent. Foundations will remain separate, as will the respective brand names. The merger will create a nearly $8 billion organization with 34,000 employees working at 42 hospitals, more than 350 patient care sites, and the Scott & White Health Insurance Unit. The Bryan City Council made a $765,000 purchase at its last meeting. A new fire engine will be arriving about a year from now, according to Fire Chief Randy McGregor.
This one will be very similar. Then it'll have a couple of new safety features that the manufacturer now offers that the older ones didn't, such as some airbags and such inside the passenger compartment. So a lot of money spent, but we usually get about 20 years out of these trucks, total lifespan.
It's the first new fire engine in Bryan since 2010. A&M President Bowen Lofton has been in the middle of many firsts this calendar year. The latest was a record number of graduates.
May at six ceremonies with over 7,000. In December, it's going to be three ceremonies, 3,700, I believe, will be the total number here.
More than 12,000 graduated this year from A&M campuses in College Station, Galveston, and Cutter. As people still struggle to grasp why Friday's school shooting took place in Connecticut, behavioral specialist Dr. Sylvia Gearing says she suspects Adam Lanza, the gunman, suffered from atypical depression, a condition where children are totally focused on themselves.
They show a decided lack of empathy. They don't tolerate other people well. There's a lot of grandiosity, a lot of paranoia, a lot of, basically they're searching to be, famous.
Gehring says the anger that raged in Lanza's mind would not have been noted in everyday relationships because with atypical depression, there are no relationships. Gehring, who just completed schooling dealing with this condition, says part of the struggle is these kids are not troublemakers and they don't come to the attention of mental health authorities because these kinds of crimes are usually the first ones that they commit. WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
To build our way, and that system will be responsible for producing sunshine today. Temperatures close to 70 degrees this afternoon. We'll have fair weather across the area tonight as high pressure continues to build in. Lows overnight around 30 to 35. Sunshine for tomorrow, just a few clouds here and there. Highs near 75. Clear to partly cloudy, 55 to 60 tomorrow night. Clouding up Wednesday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We've got a Division I championship qualifier, a Texas high school football championship qualifier, and both NFL teams in Texas won. We'll share more of that coming up with you at 7:50.
All right. Dr. Tommy Wallace joined us about 20 minutes ago, and you'll be able to hear that interview on our website. And Dr. Eddie Colson from College Station joins us this morning in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's go back to Friday morning when you heard about what happened in Connecticut. How did your office respond?
Well, you know, the facts were hard to come by on Friday morning and really all the way through the afternoon. But obviously you respond by being shocked and just it's almost unimaginable something like that could happen.
Sure. What do you have in place now at your campuses so people can understand that?
You know, one of the things that we've worked hard on over the course of the past many years is to make sure that we have emergency management systems in place. And so we have everything from lockdown drills to shelter in place to a Raptor system where we monitor those coming into our building. We've done some security, some construction to help with security. And so we've done a number of things over the course of the years to try to make our buildings just as secure as they can be. The truth is the best thing that we can do is be very, very aware of our surroundings and be very, very aware of what's going on campus, whether it's outside on the playground or inside the building. And so that's one of the things that we talk to folks about a lot is be aware of your surroundings.
From a public knowledge standpoint, what level of campuses has some sort of an individual that has some armed availability there?
Right. Our secondary campuses, 7th through 12th grade, have a school resource officer. One of the things that I think we've done well over the course of the years is have a great partnership with the College Station Police Department, Chief Capps, and many within the police department and College Station have been very helpful in wanting to make sure that they serve the community, including the schools. So we do have armed officers, 7th through 12th grade. We have security officers as well, and really to monitor the outside of the building that are CSISD employees at A&M Consolidated High School. And as College Station High School grows, then we'll have to consider the same for there as well.
Eddie Colson joining us this morning, superintendent of College Station Schools. Are there any things that you have looked at before and not put in place?
Well, you know, the things that we look at, oftentimes we will look at something and then you have to determine what are the limitations for that. And honestly, sometimes funding might be a limitation. I can't put my finger on any one thing that we've said we ought to do this and we haven't done that. We consider a lot of things over the course of the time, and as issues come up, we consider a number of things. So I can't put my finger on any one thing that we haven't done because of security.
One of the things that they seem to indicate is by turning on the intercom system within that school, that information was then audibly available to everybody on campus. Is this something that you've looked at?
Yeah, the schools have their procedures, and obviously we don't make those procedures public, but schools have procedures, and they're specific to each individual campus because each individual campus is a little different based on where the school is and the geography of the school. Obviously, a lot of the things are the same, but some of them are different, and including the use of the PA system. And so that is something probably we may all learn from, as well as how Sandy Hook Elementary School handled that. And that's one of the things that we'll probably review. How do we use our PA system if such a system or if such a tragedy were to take place in one of our schools? And I can't tell you exactly what the answer to that is, but that's obviously something we'll have to review.
Eddie Colson joining us this morning from College Station. Obviously, within your enrollment, you have very youngs all the way up to 18 and 19-year-olds or beyond. What is your view now on letting them know what this school is doing to make them feel safe? And likewise, the second part of that, how do you speak to the parents in this?
Yeah, I sent a note out to our staff on Friday just reminding them that the best thing that we can do right now and on the day of and immediately after, as I've said before, is just be very aware of things happening in our classroom and in our school. I'll send a note out to our parents today as well, telling them some of the things that we have in place and how we may respond. The truth is, I don't know exactly how we're going to respond yet. The facts of the case are just now becoming clear to us. We will obviously have to spend some time over the course of the next days and weeks and months debriefing, thinking through, and determining what we should do as we move forward. I think our parents have been tremendously supportive of CSISD and the things that we've done in the past, and I suspect that they will be as we just work through the issues at hand.
Having meetings with parents at campuses, is that something that looks like it could be on the board?
It certainly could be on the board. I don't know exactly what we'll do, but it's certainly something like that could be on the board. One of the things that I know that we'll do is continue our close partnership with the College Station Police Department. We're one of the very few schools around that's had a live active shooter drill at one of our campuses several years ago to help train the police force as well as to help train our school personnel. We did this several years ago, which was beneficial, I think, for our police department as well as beneficial for, I know it was beneficial for the College Station School District. And so we'll obviously have to continue and even strengthen that partnership if we can do that. If it can be any stronger, then we want to do that. But as I said, Scott, we'll review, debrief, and have lots of conversations about what it is that we do currently, what we should consider, and what new we should implement.
Dr. Eddie Colson is the superintendent of the College Station ISD. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website, and there'll be a link also at the CISD website. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Scott. Mm-hmm.
This holiday season, treat yourself to a complete makeover of your home or office. I'm Chuck Morrow, and Brazos Valley Flooring Design has expanded to help make your remodel simple.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have added granite countertops for kitchen and baths.
Come by today at Rock Prairie and Welburn Road and let us help you make some decisions and take care of the process from start to finish. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
7:41, thanks to both our superintendents for being with us. Okay, the debate. Is it a real tree or the fake tree thing?
Okay.
Peer-reviewed study released last year compared the carbon footprints of artificial and natural trees. And, of course, that is what the benchmark should be.
No.
Oh, okay. The findings show that the difference in environmental impact. Oh, dang. There's Kat's favorite word. between the two is negligible, with artificial trees having a slightly larger impact. Cutting down and buying a Christmas tree has less of an environmental impact than the daily impact of somebody living for one day in U.S. America. So see, it's
really
not, that's right. And if you'll consider, the popular argument's always been, as far as artificial trees are concerned, that artificial trees have a bigger impact if they're made in China and then they're shipped to the United States.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go to that. Well, it turns out long-distance transport from China is pretty efficient compared to how far a consumer might drive in their vehicle that's not tuned up properly and spewing junk out into the air.
Or electric.
Right, to go buy either kind of tree. I mean, think about that. And the trucks that transport the trees, well, you know, I don't know how efficient they are. And then there are the LED lights, of course, which lessen your holiday carbon footprint. And, of course, that is what we like to talk about is our holiday carbon footprint. Anyhow, but if you'll consider, your basic 7-foot tree is about 12 years old. And it takes at least 8 years to grow one that anybody would want in their house, you know, that wouldn't look like a Charlie Brown tree.
Right.
But also, trees provide a habitat for birds and insects. Yeah, but they also absorb carbon dioxide. So there you are. Trees get a second life in many communities where they're collected and recycled and either burned or chipped up, and that way they can be used as mulch. So which way do you go?
I'm a fake guy.
Yeah.
I did the real tree for 2 years because I've never done it before.
Yeah.
I was done.
Well, yeah. See, and I've been on through a lot more Christmases than you have. I mean, I've done the whole thing, go out. Nothing like, you know, going out to cut down your own Christmas tree when it's 93 degrees outside.
I did
you know,
that.
Put that on top of the car and, you know, take it home and all that other stuff. But, yeah, or now, like you, I mean, I put the tree up in about, I don't know, it took about 15 minutes, I guess, yesterday.
Boom, so, boom, done.
Yeah, I put the little individual branches and we bend them around and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that's, so, there.
Bend them around, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They have, you know, they bend so that sure. You can, you know, tweak
them
around.
You got to make them a little fuller.
Sure. Hey, 'tis the season for Christmas parties.
Hey.
Including the much maligned office Christmas party.
Oh, now those aren't so bad. Dun,
dun, well, dun. Depends. Now, you may have been to some good ones and some bad ones. I've really only worked for one company, like, forever, so, you know, ends up being the same people. But, I mean, look.
These are always good ones.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Right. By the way, if you're having a Christmas party this year, you are of the 68% of companies that are planning some sort of an event.
That's better than last year.
It is. 61% for the last 2 years, and so that is an upswing. Survey by a company called Glassdoor shows that just 4% of employees place a party among the top choices for holiday perks.
Huh.
My guess would be money. Well, I mean, think about it.
Way to go out on a limb.
Well, yeah. The deal is you spend maybe 40, 50, 60 hours with your cube rats. Why do you want to go have a party with them?
Well, maybe they're your only friends.
Okay. Now, and then if you get to the Christmas party, do you hug the coworker who you saw 5 hours ago? You know what I'm saying? See, it's a different, whole different deal. And, you know, some people do. That's important. Some people don't. Many companies cut their guest list to keep costs in check, so that sometimes means significant others can't come along.
Really?
Oh, sure. I mean, if it's a party in the office necessarily, yeah. And, you know, of course, the other thing you think about is if your spouse comes along, then somebody's going to need to take care of the kiddos. And if you don't have a grandma or grandpa around, then that could cost you something as far as child care is concerned. Do you need to dress up? Is there some sort of dress requirement? Fortunately, there wasn't for ours. And so I was able to wear the same tennis shoes I wear to work.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Not really. But anyway, so, you know, the good thing is if, in fact, you are going to a Christmas party, then consider that there are 68% this year that are having a Christmas party. And, you know, from that standpoint, I'm glad to hear it's headed up. But then, of course, there are new employees, too, you know. People, well, I'm working with two new employees.
Yeah.
Who had their first Christmas party not too long ago.
Yes.
Oh, my first Christmas party was last year. No, I begged
to differ. Were you at the party here in Bryan College Station?
Yes.
Oh, were you?
Yes, I was. I was the person who sat on the couch and didn't really talk to anyone and sang Crazy
Oh.
by Patsy Cline.
Well,
that was last year, but this year, yeah,
I stand in a room and don't talk to anyone. Is that the same thing?
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Well, it's going well. I'm pretty pleased with this. It's going pretty well. All right.
Do you have a loved one who's struggling and needs you to come alongside them? Well, a good place to start is adjusting your emotional vision to the darkness that surrounds them. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author and therapist Stephen Good once worked as a police officer. Early in his training, a colleague shared a unique tip for how to respond to a burglary call late at night. Oddly enough, he suggested that Stephen wear sunglasses. The rationale was pretty simple. An officer is at a disadvantage when he arrives at a crime scene in the dark. Having stared at his headlights en route to the scene, it takes several important seconds for his eyes to adjust to the darkness when he arrives. But with sunglasses, the officer's nighttime vision is quickly optimized once he removes them. It's a helpful metaphor, too. Sometimes we need a pair of emotional sunglasses to help us adjust our vision and see a person's true needs. When a loved one is in a dark place, we tend to zero in on their problem so we can fix it. But we often don't see their deeper need. They share their emotional struggle, hoping for empathy, and instead we respond with logic and advice. Adjusting our emotional vision to a loved one's dark moments helps us focus, not just on their problem, but on them. It allows us to see their true need and give them love, compassion, and understanding. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Only the Home Depot has kiddo worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit Childs Dermatology.
Hey, good morning. About 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Great time of year to be shopping Texas Trading Post, TXTraders.com, TXTraders.com. Exclusive Texas products and decor. There's Texas pecans and nut gift tins, VIP packages. They've got Texas clocks, hand-painted glass art. Just about anything you're looking for in just about any price range, Texas Trading Post has that for you. Now, it's an online store, but it's based right here in College Station. The Harvells lived here for a long, long time, and, you know, they just love to bring that Texas whatever to people who either are from Texas and miss it, or people who you really kind of want to say, hey, I live in Texas and you don't. It could be something for your outside. It can be something for your inside. It can be something like a cookbook. Recipes with Texas cookbooks. They've got plenty of those. Coffee mugs, Texas coffee mugs. There's Texas custom metal art. All of that can be yours. Lead crystal Texas state seal. That's there and available. I mean, go to the website. You'll come up with a guaranteed Texas loving idea. There's no doubt about that. It's TXTraders.com, TXTraders.com, Texas Trading Post.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:51. The Navasota Rattlers have clobbered pretty much everybody in 3A all year, but they had their hands full with the Belleville Brahmas. It wasn't easy for the Rattlers, as Belleville gave them everything they could handle and did what no other team had done this season. They kept the Rattlers from throwing a touchdown pass. The Rattlers kept their dream season alive with a hard-fought 24-7 victory over the Belleville Brahmas in the Class 3A Division II semifinal game. The victory improved the Rattlers' record to 15-0 and moved them into the state championship game Friday, 4 o'clock, Cowboy Stadium in Arlington against the Gilmer Buckeyes. You can get a game recap and find more information at BrazosFootball.com. Aggie men's hoops stumbled against OU in the All-College Classic. Elston Turner had a team-high 17 points. Ray Turner scored 12, and the Aggies matched their season high, unfortunately, with 19 turnovers, including 4 of 5 possessions after they'd rallied to tie at 41. That allowed Oklahoma to take control for good. Oklahoma snapped A&M's 4-game winning streak and won 64-54. The guys come back to Reed on Tuesday to play A&M Corpus Christi. Tip-off for that game is at 6 o'clock, and all the action is live right here on WTAW. Christy Bellick posted her first double-double of her career, and the ladies took care of business. A&M won its 6th consecutive game, 76-61 over USC. The Aggies will try and improve on that record in Las Vegas this Wednesday against K-State in the World Vision Classic. Tip-off is set for 2:30, and all the action for that game can be heard on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. In a very real seesaw game that had playoff ramifications for both teams, the Cowboys outlasted Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. Dan Bailey kicked a 21-yard field goal in overtime yesterday to give the Cowboys the 27-24 win over Pittsburgh. Brandon Carr's interception of Ben Roethlisberger in the second play of overtime set up the game-winning field goal. The Cowboys moved into a three-way tie for the NFC East lead with the New York Giants and the Washington Redskins. As it stands right now, the Redskins have the tiebreaker. Here's Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo after the nail-biter.
We've had a lot of comeback wins this year. You know, here's just another one today, but we just believe in that. And you understand that these games come down to a possession or two, and you do the right things to win the games. And you know, that's the difference between winning and losing. We've been able to do those lately.
Speaking about doing those lately, the Texans sure have. The Texans clinched the AFC South title yesterday with a 29-17 win over the Colts. Andre Johnson had 150 yards receiving and a touchdown, and the 12-2 Texans rolled over the Colts. Now, the Colts, coming back after last season, were 2-14 and with a win, could have clinched a playoff berth for themselves. But Houston held them off thanks in part to 3 sacks by J.J. Watt to get back on track after the embarrassing 42-14 loss to New England last week. The Texans will have home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs if they win out. J.J. Watt thinks there's certainly more to celebrate here for Texas.
We're very happy we got to do it in front of our home fans. I love this city. We love playing for these people, and they come out and support us unconditionally, and we appreciate that so much, and so it's nice to be able to give back, but there's a lot more fun ahead, so I hope everybody's not starting their celebrations too early.
For the first time in Fightin' Texas Aggie football history, more than two players were named first-team All-Americans by the Football Writers Association of America. Making history were quarterback Johnny Manziel from Kerrville, offensive lineman Luke Jokel from Arlington, Jake Matthews from Missouri City, and defensive end DeMontre Moore from Rowlett. Since the FWAA's inaugural All-American team in 1944, A&M has had multiple selections on the squad 3 times. That would be John David Crow and Charlie Kruger back in 57, Robert Jackson and place kicker Tony Franklin in 76, and Marcus Buckley and Patrick Bates back in 92. Yogi Berra once said it's like deja vu all over again. In this case, it fits perfect. For the second year in a row, Sam Houston State will take on North Dakota State, and they'll meet in the NCAA Division I championship game. Now, that game is in Frisco, and it was only by the hair of their chinny chin chin. Sam Houston stumbled to a 45-42 win over number two Eastern Washington. Sam Houston led 35-0 at halftime and barely held on for the win. And finally, in the NBA, Jose Calderon had 18 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds to lead the shorthanded Raptors to a 103-96 victory over Houston. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More 710 Rosemary Drive can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Create promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More 710 Rosemary Drive at Texas, next to Luby's.
Hey, 756. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, this is some exciting news.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, Hostess going through bankruptcy motions. One of the rumored parties interested in saving your precious Twinkies would be...
Moon Pies. Oh,
Walmart.
Sorry. Really? Walmart?
Walmart and Kroger are two of 12 potential Hostess buyers that have submitted offers to buy some or all of the company. Unclear whether they'll save the entire company or just snacks part. Each of the dozen potential buyers is considered a variety of purchase options. There's no guarantee, though, is what might necessarily happen. But, you know, just that whole thing sounds pretty
very
cool.
Interesting.
You totally called it when you said that Twinkies aren't going to go away.
Yeah, well, they couldn't. They just couldn't. Now, just to show you, you know, there are other countries, and they do things different in other parts of the world.
Well, they does.
I don't know if you heard about that or not. But, yeah. But with that in, you know, espionage has always been something that's been fascinating. And
sure.
Spy planes and things like
Matahari.
That.
Matahari.
Right. Officials in Sudan have captured an electronically tagged vulture, they say, was on a spy mission for Israel.
Oh, my.
You know what that is? You know what it is?
Yeah, tell
me. It's a drone.
Oh, yeah, exactly. For them. The officials reportedly concluded that the bird found in a town in the town of Dufar in western Sudan was an Israeli secret agent.
Oh, my goodness.
After they discovered that it was fitted with a GPS and a solar-powered piece of equipment capable of broadcasting images via satellite.
I just have Dastardly and Muttley.
Really? In October, Sudan alleged that Israel bombed a munitions depot near the capital city of Khartoum and said that it was supplying weapons to Palestinian militant groups. And they say that the tracking on that they were able to get to send the bombs over there came from a vulture.
Wow. I'd like to know how they caught it. Do you know what a vulture's defense mechanism
is?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, right. It throws up on you.
Reports from the Israeli army.
Yeah, really. And that's it. Yeah, exactly. The Israeli foreign minister said that the governor of that state of Sudan has obviously watched Jaws a few too many times. I love that.
That's
though.
Awesome.
It is. I mean, nothing like it. I don't know. I think we tried to do that with porpoises or something, didn't we? The U.S. Navy.
They still use them to attach and detach bombs.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so that could very well be. And if you are planning a future in fast food service, and who isn't? Yeah, who isn't? Because, you know, we're all just one phone call away from flipping hamburgers someplace. Next half hour, technology may be taking that job away from you. AW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
We'll always remember December 14th.
She calls Friday's massacre a 9/11 for her small Connecticut town.
As a community, you've inspired us, Newtown.
President Obama at a vigil last night.
In the face of unconscionable evil, you've looked out for each other.
20 kids were killed, so were six adults. The 20-year-old gunman also killed his mother and himself. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley's live in Newtown.
The first two funerals will be held today for two school children killed. Several candlelight vigils and masses also will be held today, with schools still remaining shut. The largest memorial here in the town center, underneath the towering Christmas tree, flickering candles, stuffed animals, and bouquets of flowers. People still coming by in the very early morning hours to grieve and remember those killed. We're awaiting a press conference by authorities, the first today. Dave?
Courtney, the president also said,
we are left with some hard questions.
Which could lead to intense debate. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Calls for new gun control measures started within hours of the shootings, and such legislation could be introduced as early as today.
I think that what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, may at least lead some to finally decide to sit down and to have this conversation.
Illinois Senate Democrat Dick Durbin, Texas House Republican Louie Gohmert notes gun ownership is a constitutional right and says gun controls are not the right answer.
Once you start drawing the line
Where do you stop?
Connecticut Independent Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman suggests more has to be done to identify those with mental health issues that could potentially become violent. Dave?
Mike, also unresolved in Washington, the fiscal cliff debate. House Speaker Boehner's reportedly offered to agree to a tax hike for millionaires as Republicans also demand spending reform. The economy will only grow modestly next year, about 2%. That's what economists predict in a new survey, believing businesses will still hold back on investments. They do project slightly more hiring next year and more housing market recovery. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to...
I come in,
they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Hello, thank you for calling Toyota. Toyotathon is on. Biggest sales event of the year. This is Jan. How can I help you?
Tornado love.
Excuse me?
Am I the ninth caller?
Sir, this is your local Toyota dealership. You've called during Toyotathon.
Okay. So this isn't the radio station?
Nope. This is Toyotathon, the longest running sales event out there. 34 years now.
Okay, so I'm also guessing I didn't win tickets to the Cheese Monkeys.
No, sorry. But here's something that will be music to your ears. There's no better time than Toyotathon to save money on a reliable and dependable Toyota.
Wow, I like the idea of saving money.
And?
It is music to my ears.
And?
And I wouldn't have to call radio stations to win concert tickets.
You catch on fast.
Toyotathon is on, the one event you don't want to miss. Right now, you can lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for $289 a month for 36 months with $33.39 due at signing. Call 800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offers end 1-7-2013.
Folks at Classic Collision Restoration have been doing what they do for quite a while. Doug's, I don't know, been in the repair business, just around the auto business for about three quarters of his life. And he's got people who are on staff who got many, many years of auto body repair and restoration and fabrication and refinishing experience. And they can put that experience to work for you. If you'd like to think about a really memorable gift, you know, maybe improving the outside of a young person's car. Doesn't have to be a young person, somebody in your family who really likes cars, okay, or trucks. The outside, maybe the inside. That's right, because Classic Collision Restoration also does upholstery work on the inside, do that kind of thing. You know, there are people who like to, it could be something simple, like getting a headliner replaced, which when you do it, does change the look of the car, especially if you've needed it done for a while. Some people want to convert to put in new carpeting. Some people want to convert to leather upholstery. Well, Classic can do all of that for you. So if it's work on the inside of your vehicle or if it's work on the outside of your vehicle, Classic Collision and Restoration can do that. You can find them on Facebook. You can give them a call at 779-8399. That's the pleasant part. If you've been in an accident, then you may need them as well, and they're here for the exact same reason to help you out with that, okay? It's Classic Collision and Restoration, 779-8399. You go out there, you'll realize why people come from Houston, Austin, all over the state of Texas to have work done at Classic Collision and Restoration.
The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all-session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make a date with champions.
December's here, and needless to say, you're busy. Shopping, wrapping presents, baking, planning, or just watching the game. Well, slow down, take a break, and head on over to your closest Rattler convenience store and treat yourself to some of these great specials. Buy one, get one free on any 2-liter bottles of soda. Grab any big bags of Frito-Lay or Golden Flake items, two for only $5. And wash those chips down with a 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors. Only $19.99 were applicable. Rattlers, friendly, clean, text it.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Baylor is coming to Aggieland. The boards of Baylor Healthcare System and Scott White Healthcare are merging. The more than $7 billion organization will become the largest not-for-profit health system in Texas and one of the largest in the United States. Scott and White's Dr. Andre Abbotts says it will mean new resources to help patients.
I think they will be the ultimate beneficiaries here as well. Clearly, they will have greater and more convenient access to high-quality care through an extensive network of physicians, hospitals, and medical centers.
There will be no change in the respective brand names, which will cover 34,000 employees working at 42 hospitals, more than 350 patient care sites, and the Scott & White Health Insurance Unit. An agreement of intent has been announced, resulting in the start of final negotiations, which are expected to be completed sometime next year. The new company will be governed by a 14-member board comprised of 7 members from each institution. There will be 1 executive leadership team overseeing 2 operating divisions, Scott & White in Temple and Baylor in Dallas. The medical staffs, including 4,000 physicians, will remain independent, and the respective foundations will remain separate. Interest remains high in more international companies locating in the BioCorridor. College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who also serves on the board of the Research Valley Partnership, is involved in the recruitment effort.
I did have a chance to meet with some of the Belgium delegation, actually, after the open house, and very interesting to learn, and I'm trying to get more information on that group that's coming in, and they seem to be making frequent visits here to look at bringing business to our area, in addition to some current things.
Mayor Nancy Berry says the RVP has a 3-page list of prospects at one level or another considering the BioCorridor. Another first has taken place at A&M. More than 12,000 degrees were awarded in a calendar year. What does that mean for President Bowen Lofton, who congratulates each student personally?
Alternatives to handshakes are always welcome. So I invite high fives, fist bumps, and hugs. And last May, I had 1,000 hugs.
Wow.
1,000, male and female both. No discrimination. And again, that really saved the hand.
Fist bump seems like a good idea.
Well, except watch for the ring.
The milestone was made over the weekend when nearly 3,800 participated in winter commencement exercises. Every 2 or 3 years, the Bryan Fire Department gets a new engine. The City Council at its last meeting approved the purchase of a new unit, which Fire Chief Randy McGregor says will take about 1 year to build.
It's built to our specifications and to take delivery and such. And when it gets here, we'll put it in use as a frontline vehicle in typically one of the busier stations. And we'll roll the trucks down, so to speak, in the fleet line. And whichever one at that point is oldest or most mileage as such, we will remove from the fleet.
The purchase price is $765,000. And there's a question on the minds of many parents today. Could Connecticut happen at my child's school? Dr. Victoria Calder, director of the Texas School Safety Center, calls our schools soft targets and says it's her job to make them hard targets. Caldwell has no opinion on arming school staff as advocated by Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, but her research shows that in a school shooting situation, it's usually over by the time police arrive.
I do think schools have each school on a case-by-case basis would be advised to address the kinds of hazards and threats they're likely to face and to plan accordingly.
Caldwell says her agency's primary purpose is to train for the worst that can happen, preparing our schools for disaster, whether a hurricane, pipeline blast, or an active shooter. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen.
News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center. 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hey, it's 8:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, at morefeed.com.
Couple of beautiful days shaping up for the region. We'll see a good deal of sunshine today. Highs will be near 70. Tonight, a few clouds. Lows overnight, 30 to 35. Tomorrow, look for a few clouds. Highs will be near 75. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Increasing cloudiness on Wednesday. Some showers developing. Highs will be near 75. Thursday, it looks like more sunshine and highs near 75 again. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Thanks again to the superintendents who were with us this morning, and we will have their interviews on our website, and I think they'll probably also be on the school district's website if you'd like to hear that. We need to talk for a minute here about the media. We need to talk about us, because once again, us is a really, really, really big part of the problem.
I would agree.
You can go all the way back to Columbine if you want to. The overarching term that is used is trench coat mafia, having to do with those two shooters were reported to have been part of a group called the Trench Coat Mafia. They weren't, but that has now kind of become the catchphrase for any kind of misinformation which presumably reputable media outlets run with without checking. The most recent case before the shooting in Connecticut was when Sandy hit New York City. And a blogger came on and said, there's 2 feet of water on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Okay, now, if that person wants to say that, that's one thing. But CNN and the Weather Channel reported it. Now, that's just irresponsible. It's just irresponsible. And I'm old enough to go back to the old days, back when I was in newspaper, and then I moved over into electronic. Well, in electronic, we're able to get things out there faster at that time than the newspaper. That makes sense. And the way that news stories were covered were different, and that made sense simply because of the delivery system. Well, now, everything can be delivered quickly, and that includes misinformation. So all it takes is one person giving bad information to everybody they know instantly, and it literally goes around the world.
Yep.
And trying to stop that takes a lot of energy from the people who know better. And they spoke to that. The Connecticut police spoke to that, saying that we are having trouble getting the correct information out there because there are so many people that are putting out bad information. Now, we want to get there, and we want to get there fast and accurately, but there are right ways and wrong ways to do that, and it has to do with editorial judgment, and certainly making things spectacular is something that all sorts of media outlets want to do. Hurts us in a lot of ways, beyond the idea of the information being inaccurate. As one psychologist said, the fact that they run this video almost on a loop, I mean, you see it over and over again, the same shots, because television stations will show, or networks will show you the video that they have. And if all they've got is 6 minutes of raw video that they edit down to 3 minutes, then you know what? They're going to show that 3 minutes over and over and over again. Now, we as grown-ups understand that, But what if you have a young child at home and they see it over and over and over again? They could think that this is something that is continuing to happen. And that can be a traumatic experience. So quite often, turning off the television is a good thing to do if that's going to make your young person feel ill at ease.
Or even just your normal person. I mean, I don't watch news.
Well, and of course, that's part of it, too, is what that does to your psyche to continue to hear that. Now, I think it's probably good to be informed about things, but
sure.
You're right. After a while, that's like drops on a pavement. You know, after a while, it kind of knocks a hole into you. And then the other thing I think about is I watched the CBS Evening News, their coverage of this event, and the lady who was the reporter from there actually asked the question of a grown-up, who was not one of the parents whose child had been killed, what would you say to the parents who lost children today? I mean, really? Really? I think I would have had her wear the microphone after that. What kind of a stupid question is that to ask? And again, this is a network person. They're supposed to know better than that.
That's just it. The way reporting is gone now, it doesn't matter your reporting. It matters what you look like on the TV.
That's right. Hey, I got to get this money quote from this lady. Maybe she'll say something and I can put it on the air. It bothers me tremendously. We have, in the media, we have a tremendous amount of responsibility, to work hard to get it right and get it to you as quickly as possible, but most importantly, to get it right. And
the quest for speed, more often than not, outweighs the quest for making sure that it's right.
Yeah, and when it becomes a story like this, which was so horrific, you know, people have to follow it. And again, this guy's brother, it was posted on the internet that the brother was the one who had perpetrated this thing. And that's Olympic Park in Atlanta all over again, putting the wrong person's name out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just sad. It's very bothersome. All right, let's move on. Fast food workers enjoying higher minimum wages might be wary of a new threat to their paychecks. That's right, burger-making robots. The federal minimum wage rose 40% in just 3 years. In the past decade, 28 states raised their own minimums above the federal level over a five-year period. Obamacare is also imposing new health care and paid leave mandates on employers. So what's an employer to do? I mean, in New York City, if you'll recall, we had that story about how fast food workers wanted $15 an hour minimum wage. Well, you can do that, but that is going to make your slam burger go up.
Well, that, and there's only going to be three people working there.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, can the robot put in the artistry and soul required to make a truly delicious hamburger?
Don't give me that horse squeeze. The people just in there, they just want hamburgers, okay? So San Francisco-based Momentum Machines has invented a robotic burger maker that does what three full-time kitchen employees would do.
Are they going to sell it in SkyMall?
Yeah, well, I don't know. No. This is for the burger companies. It's 360 burgers per hour with no complaints about wages and no walkouts. This thing, okay, Momentum Machines claims that the typical fast food business spends $135,000 a year on labor. That's plainly a low-end estimate, they say, but even at that rate, Momentum's burger flipper pays for itself within the first year, they say.
Wow, that's really good ROI.
Uh-huh. With a $15 an hour fast food wage, it could be paying for itself within months. In a further effort at automation, he adds that McDonald's announced last year it was installing touchscreen terminals at 7,000 European locations, making the cashier position effectively obsolete. Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da.
There you go. Your daughter just got a job. Mm-hmm. She's a cashier at McDonald's. Okay.
Time to work at the grocery store.
Something like that. Anyhow, just we're letting you know. I mean, technology is coming in to take it away because, you know, you can yell at a robot and it won't matter. You can yell if they got your order wrong. The thing is, they probably won't get your order wrong. If you're using
take the human element out of it.
You're using a touchscreen right there, and it does what it's supposed to do, for better or worse. How do you get extra pickles? Can you do that? Do you keep punching extra pickles and he keeps dropping pickles on the burger?
God.
Would that work? So you got like this, got like a burger, pickle burger? Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like Star Trek in there.
Well, that's it. Well, but the food won't be blue. Yeah.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, we're the working cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
Google may get some good news very soon. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A two-year Federal Trade Commission investigation into Google's web search business is nearly over. The Wall Street Journal says Google is likely to emerge mostly unscathed. Sources say the internet search leader has agreed to make some changes to satisfy some FTC concerns, but the outcome will likely be a disappointment to Google's rivals who are hoping for antitrust litigation. Shoppers are showing some restraint in their holiday spending this year. MasterCard Spending Pulse says sales of consumer electronics and home furnishings are up from last year, but we're not spending as much as we did last year on luxury merchandise and clothing. More retailers are including Twitter in their marketing strategies this holiday season. Best Buy is relying heavily on the social media site. It has been hosting Twitter parties, encouraging people with common interests to meet up on Twitter to exchange their gift ideas. Stock market futures are higher now. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoover's has a special free offer just for you. Hoover's has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so confident you will be amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
824, News Talk 1620, WTAWs may be aware the world will end on December the 21st, 2012. That, according to certain interpretations of the Mayan calendar, a Reuters survey earlier this year found 12% of U.S. Americans believe this. Media has been uncommonly diligent in tracking this very story. I mean, this it's been out there. We tell you every day how many days you have left to live. It's what we're trying to do to help you out. What the deal is Friday is the winter solstice, and maybe it coincides with that. I'm not sure. We talked a couple of weeks ago about Denny's.
Yeah?
There's a Denny's in Las Vegas that's different than other Denny's. It's where they, and by the way, it is in the Neonopolis. I don't know what that is, Neonopolis.
Is that kind of the area where all the neon lights are?
Well, I thought that was every place. But anyway, they're the ones that will have the wedding chapel in the middle of their dining space where you'll be able to tie the knot and have a reception as well with a full bar, photo booth, and all the trappings. Pancakes for prospective wedding couples include everything from your simple champagne and pancake puppies wedding cake to a wedding which Denny's arranges for a celebrity to actually officiate along
with the
full meal.
Howdy, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Well, good. I'm glad you are. And if you're not planning on getting married, you'll still be able to have the regular Denny's menu, which currently includes items inspired by The Hobbit, including the Hobbit Hole Breakfast, the Ring Burger, Gandalf's Gobble Melt, and build your own Hobbit Slam. Gosh,
that just really excites me.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, every one of those, I'm thinking you could just check those off. Now, that I think that's at all Denny's, because I saw a commercial a while back for Denny's, and they had some of the, I think Gandalf or somebody was sitting in one of the booths. And so, you know, you might go do that. Did you go see the movie?
Not yet.
Okay, all right. But, I mean, that you could make that a whole night. You know, you could go to the movie, and then you could go to Denny's and have a build-your-own Hobbit slam.
Very cool.
No, I'm just, you know, just saying, if something you want to do. All right, it's 8:26.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last but left!
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M went to Oklahoma City and played in the All-College Classic. That is the nation's oldest collegiate basketball tournament. And we'll lose by 10 to Oklahoma. Final score 64-54 Oklahoma over the Aggies in that one. The Aggies got 17 points from Elston Turner, 12 from Ray Turner. Leading rebounder in the game was Andrew Young, who had 10. That's a career high. He also played a career high of 19 minutes. However, A&M turned the ball over 19 times, and OU scored 20 points off those 19 turnovers. That matched the season high for the Aggies. They also had 19 in the game in Kansas City at the Sprint Center against the University of St. Louis. But again, the final score was Oklahoma 64 and Texas A&M 54. Reminder that the Billy Kennedy Show is on the air tonight on the Aggie Radio Network. That will get underway at 7 o'clock tonight over many of these same stations. We talk all things Aggie basketball and Wings and More on University Drive tonight at 7. Tomorrow night, the team's at home against A&M Corpus Christi at 6 o'clock tip time, half-price holiday hoops on that one. That's the Aggie Basketball Report, and I'm Dave South.
Thanks, Dave. You know, the wide-eyed panic won't set in for, I don't know, another week probably, but David Gardner's is there to help you out. Now, it could be that you're running late in your world. If that's the case, then you may walk in with wild-eyed panic today, but you can walk in today. You see, usually, David Gardner's is closed on Monday, but they're not now because, obviously, it's the holiday season, and it's they're busy, 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 but they know that you are too, and so you need that time to maybe go in and have a look around. I'll tell you this, no matter what day it is, walk in, and if you just kind of have an inkling, if you have an idea as to what you're looking for, the staff of Gardner Girls there can find something that you probably can like or that she'll like, or if it's a sheaf that he'll like. But experienced people to answer your questions about why this is the way that it is. Why do we use this design? You, again, if you have an idea as to what you're looking for, they can take you in there. If you've got no idea, a few questions, and you'll be on your way, headed to the portion of the store where there's something that you like. And remember, all different budgets can be fit at David Gardner's because, you know, a long time ago, David said he understood the importance of function. It has to be a functional piece of jewelry quite often that can be worn several times a week or can be used in different ways. And he's done that from the very beginning when he started designing jewelry, that he would add function and value to that jewelry, and it's just as true now as it was then. Whether it's mixed metals, you want silver, maybe you want yellow gold, white gold, whatever it happens to be, platinum, they can build that for you at David Gardner's. In fact, they do build jewelry right there at their location. Remember, they're an authorized Rolex dealer as well, and they have authorized Rolex service. So, no matter what you have in mind for Christmas this year, David Gardner's, 911 University Drive, and again, they are open today.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Future development in the Bayou Corridor continues to look bright. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who is also a member of the board of the Research Valley Partnership, talked about the interest level at the last city council meeting.
I don't know what the percentages of prospects that one lands as actual
clients, but the list of prospects went on to 3 pages, and it was very exciting in terms of the mix of companies and from big pharma to manufacturing to biotechs.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who's also on the RVP board, met with a delegation of business people from Belgium who have made frequent visits to the BioCorridor. Bryan College Station will be part of the largest not-for-profit health system in Texas. Scott and White Healthcare and the Baylor Healthcare System are merging. An agreement of intent was announced, the first step in a process that's anticipated to be completed sometime next year. Scott and White Board Chairman Drayton McLean will lead a new 14-member board.
As healthcare changes, new laws come into effect, this is going to give us so much more ability to deliver health care. The people that really benefit from this is the public in Texas. They're going to get better health care.
The new board, 7 from each group, will oversee one executive leadership team that will be responsible for 2 operating divisions. Baylor will operate from Dallas, and the home base of Scott and White will continue to be in Temple. The medical staffs, including 4,000 physicians, will remain independent. Foundations will remain separate, as will the respective brand names. The merger will create a nearly $8 billion organization with 34,000 employees working at 42 hospitals, more than 350 patient care sites, and the Scott and White Health Insurance Unit. The Bryan City Council made a $765,000 purchase at its last meeting. A new fire engine will be arriving about a year from now, according to Fire Chief Randy McGregor.
This one will be very similar. Then it'll have a couple of new safety features that the manufacturer now offers that the older ones didn't, such as some airbags and such inside the passenger compartment. So a lot of money spent, but we usually get about 20 years out of these trucks, total lifespan.
It's the first new fire engine in Bryan since 2010. A&M President Bowen Lofton has been in the middle of many firsts this calendar year. The latest was a record number of graduates.
May at 6 ceremonies with over 7,000. In December, it's going to be 3 ceremonies, 3,700, I believe, will be the total number here.
More than 12,000 graduated this year from A&M campuses in College Station, Galveston, and Cutter. And as people still struggle to grasp why Friday school shooting took place in Connecticut, behavioral specialist Dr. Sylvia Gehring says she suspects Adam Lanza, the gunman, suffered from atypical depression, a condition where children are totally focused on themselves.
They show a decided lack of empathy. They don't tolerate other people well. There's a lot of grandiosity, a lot of paranoia, a lot of basically they're searching to be, you know, famous.
Gehring says the anger that raged in Lance's mind would not have been noted in everyday relationships because with atypical depression, there are no relationships. Gehring, who just completed schooling dealing with this condition, says part of the struggle is these kids are not troublemakers and they don't come to the attention of mental health authorities because these kind of crimes are usually the first ones that they commit. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 51 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I watched my neighbor struggle with carpet cleaning equipment the other day, and I said to myself, what does she think she's saving? I mean, have you ever rented one of those heavy carpet cleaners? You gotta lug it to your car, then lug it to your house, then set it up, move your furniture, and then you have to clean. And how clean does it really get your carpet? I just dial one number, Heaven's Best. No equipment to lug, no long hoses hanging out of my house, and my carpets look great every time. In fact, if they don't, they'll come back and clean it again. It's the Heaven's Best promise. Call Heaven's Best today at 807-1001. That's 807-1001.
Hey, good deal right now going on. It's the end of year floor sale at Amish Furniture for Generations. It is the biggest sale of the year, and it is going on right now, the end of the year model sale at Amish Furniture. They're reducing their inventory, and they're going to extend the savings on to you. This sale is only through the end of December, so you got a couple of weeks, but you want to go in there when the selection is at the greatest. Experience the quality that you would with any piece of furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations. That means it's solid wood, means that it's handcrafted. Special attention to all the details because it is already built. You get a chance to get a great discount with this end-of-year model sale. Of course, all of it is made right here in the U.S. Furniture bench built by Amish craftsmen using the finest wood. That means that you have furniture that becomes an heirloom instantly. There's no veneer, there's no particle board ever used on any of the pieces. If you have any questions, certainly you can call Ken at 260-5050, 260-5050. But Stop in their showroom on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. That's Amish Furniture for Generations, end-of-year model sale going on right now. So go in there and buy the floor models and save money. That's Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Sully's Sports Grill and Bar, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Happy holidays. This is Vicki Flinnikin, manager of Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are a national company, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce. Whether it's full-time or part-time, students or year-round residents, it means jobs. So have a great holiday season. Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. 70 for a high. Winds will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, about 44 for the low. Tomorrow, 75 and 59 will be your temps. And then got a change coming on Wednesday. 78's the high. Again, almost 80 degrees, but the low right around 41. Then on Thursday, we'll have a freeze on Thursday night at 31, and Friday looking at 62 or so for our high temperature. So the kind of stuff you expect around now. For right now, the winds are out of the west at 6. We still have a Burr chill factor at 45, and the air temperature is 48 degrees.
It's nice to not say before seasonably.
That's true. That's true. It's, you know, helps people get in the spirit. Did you notice that Thursday commercials on television were supposed to be the same volume as the show around it?
Really?
Yep.
Since when did that happen?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's Calm. It's called Calm. That's the Commercial Advertisement Loudness Mitigation Act.
I'm glad, because I thought that was just jerky.
Calm. Prohibits TV stations, cable operators, and satellite TV providers from blasting TV commercials at a level twice or three times the normal volume.
As if you wouldn't notice.
Well, the good deal is it allows you to go ahead and be lulled to sleep and you don't get jolted when the commercial comes out. But now, understand, part of the deal is if you're watching some show where two people are talking, and then the commercial starts that has its full audio presence, it isn't any louder than the show, okay? It's just, you know, because of the production values, that may be... Oh, you know, they may do electronic things to the voice to give it its full presence, whereas if you're doing some very quiet dialogue right before it ends. Now, that doesn't happen with soap operas because they have the stirring music at the end that goes into the commercial break, and so they can talk about Dove or whatever it happens to be that they're selling that day.
Coming up this Sunday!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's one of the nice things is normally during your soap, excuse me, normally during your daytime dramas, because that's what they are, you don't have dirt track racing. You know what I'm saying? You know, commercials for dirt track racing.
Oh, my goodness.
As a result, you can do that.
I always wondered what it'd be like to work on a soap opera.
Why?
I was just curious.
Did you ever see Tootsie?
No, I've never watched any soap operas, only Spanish ones.
If you'll watch the movie Tootsie, that tells you because it takes place in a soap
opera. But I think I have seen parts of that. Is that with Dustin Hoffman?
That's the one.
Playing a woman because he couldn't get a job as a man?
That's the one. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is that one of your faves and craves?
It is. It's a pretty good show. It is. All right, so here's a simple test to find out if death is in your near future. Okay.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Tell us how to read tea leaves this morning?
Well, no.
I don't know how busy he is.
Oh, boy.
Thought it might be something we could He was busy when I ducked in there a little earlier, but
I think he's checking his list.
Yeah, this might be important.
Morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, this is Scott. Is Mr. Downs in?
Sure, just a moment.
Okay. See if he's got time to chat with us. I mean, it's a busy time of year.
I'm telling you, he's checking the list twice.
Yeah, I know, and he's also putting music together for everybody.
I'm tired.
I know you probably are, and so this... I don't know. This may not be the best day to tell you about
but
this.
But I'm ready. I'm ready. I mean, you know, you got to be ready. You got to be able to put your own personal foibles and the spirit must go forward. So right. What can I do?
Here is a simple test to find out if death is in your near future.
That's good to know.
Good morning, by the way.
Yeah.
Are there any vultures outside your office this morning?
You know, we put the netting up, and it scared them all away.
Yeah, that's good. Did you hear the story we had this morning about the vulture that was captured in the Sudan, and they thought it was a spy vulture?
Well, yeah.
Okay. It wasn't from The Onion, either. It really wasn't. No.
Actually, that's not their first rodeo with finding a robin and saying, it's those wily Israelis again.
Right. Yep. Okay, so here's your test to find out if death is in your near future.
Oh, good. Yep. Is this a yep, yep, no?
No, it's not. No, it's just, and what I would say is it's something you should do either in the privacy of your home or in your office with the door closed.
So dental floss?
Nope. Sit on the floor and then stand up.
Yeah.
How much support did you need to stand up?
Oh, boy.
Yes, I know. If you can snap up using just one hand, or better yet, no hands, then your risk of death is 5 to 6 times lower than those who need help with their knees and hands.
What if you have to get on the intercom and page people to come help?
Then we need to buy you a little thing.
Or if you roll,
I've fallen.
Install some of those bars in the walls.
Or if you roll over like a cockroach with your feet toward the ceiling. Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
That's painful to think about.
Hey, at least you didn't say a turtle stuck on its back.
Yeah.
That's slightly terrifying there, Scott. Yeah. Is this perhaps one of those undergraduate research projects done the day before the due date?
Anyway, researchers are trying to prove the strong.
Researchers, where, Scott? Where? Yeah. I must know.
No, but anyway, I thought you could start your entire week, and a busy week that it is, knowing that,
At any moment now, my 401k could be coming to maturity.
Exactly it. All right. Thank you, Mr. Downs. Have a nice day. Yeah.
Hi, good morning. You want to know when you're going to die?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, my cheeks are cramping.
Well, anytime we can make him feel good to start the week.
Sure.
I mean, that's really what it's all about, right?
What he pays you to do, to remind him he's alive.
Exactly. Barely, but to remind him that he is alive. And that's, what the heck? That's what we're here for. Now, I've got research, I think, about reindeer. We were talking about studies and all. And let me see if I have that nearby.
I have a recipe for reindeer.
What does that mean?
Reindeer chili.
No. I think the reindeer probably wouldn't like that much at all.
I'm just letting you know in case you need a recipe.
Right.
Maybe I should tell Chip Howard. Maybe he would appreciate
Chip
it.
Chip might go for that. That might be something that Chip would
that
possibly
that be specifically for Olive the reindeer?
Yeah, Olive, the other reindeer.
No.
Yeah, exactly. A man in the Ukraine is offering people the chance to prepare themselves for the afterlife. Oh, I should have kept Mr. Downs on the phone for this. Undertaker Stefan Brown is giving customers something called coffin therapy. Willing participants,
as opposed to those unwilling,
lie inside a coffin for approximately 15 minutes with the option to leave the lid open or shut it.
Really?
Stefan says, when you lie in the coffin, it feels like a bed. It's the same sheets, the same pillow. A wooden coffin has its own aura inside. No. During the therapy, the sound of bird songs and waterfalls plays in the background.
That's just weird.
I'm not wanting to do that.
In the 70s, didn't people pay $1,000 for deprivation chambers
exactly.
that did the same thing?
Yeah, right. I'm just...
And the Victorians used to climb into coffins, but it was to take pictures to see how they'd look after they were dead.
Oh.
They had kind of a morbid obsession as well.
They're still alive, but they were trying to see what they would look like lying in a coffin?
Yeah, they just were curious.
Back then it was glamour shots.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the biggest sale in Hogan's Trucks history. Don't worry. We saved a few surprises for you. Hi, this is David, and Hogan's Trucks is now Kairos Truck Center of Bryan. We are now the 10th Kairos Truck dealership in Texas. The name has changed, but our people have not. We still offer you personal service and great deals on zero-turn riding mowers from Ferris, Hustler, and Cub Cadet. Drop by the store this month and see for yourself. New name, same people, same location. Kairos Truck Center of Bryan, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway, eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs. The cold cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing cold cut combo or meatball marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing. So get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax for applicable prices. Higher rental, less than Hawaii. Additional charges for extras.
Hey, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. I do not suffer from migraines, but I know people who do. They apparently are really debilitating. Now, maybe a better deal. I mean, a better kind of way to cure your migraine headache.
Yeah?
Ice cream.
Are you? But yeah, but what if you're allergic to dairy?
Well, if you're lactose intolerant, yeah, I don't know.
I have friends who've had dairy that it kind of triggers their migraines. Like,
yeah, well, see, okay, now and that's the other thing.
Cheese,
think about that.
Wine.
If you have migraines and you're lactose intolerant, this may not work. But Harvard researchers, and of course it's from Harvard, so it must be true.
Sure.
Researchers believe the ice cream headache and migraine headache share a common blood flow mechanism.
Really?
That could provide some relief from migraines.
So you're talking about a brain freeze would ease a migraine?
Well, what they're saying is, no, what they found is they're suggesting in the study that brain freeze could lead to the migraine treatment, which controls blood flow to the brain by blocking vasodilation, or the sudden dilation of arteries. Now, and we've heard about this. If you touch the roof of your mouth with your tongue, you can get rid of an ice cream headache.
That's also how you take a good picture. Keeps your chin from looking saggy if you put your tongue in the top of your mouth.
I thought you meant with your mouth open.
This is just one of those tips, you know,
yeah,
you pick
you go.
Up.
Okay, there you are. Hey, from Texas A&M University, I don't know if you've heard of them or not, reindeer facts. Reindeer facts.
Okay.
Reindeer, known in North America as caribou, are always on the move. Their migration routes can cover 2,000 to 3,000 miles, and it's not unusual for them to travel 35 miles a day. Could probably, you know, Americans can't do that because we got to stop at a Denny's or something. But, you know, they don't do that. Both males and females have antlers, and apparently a reindeer has 4 chambers in their stomach.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a cow.
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought you were going to say heart for some reason.
They are unusually quick for their size. They can be up to 700 pounds and have been clocked at running at almost 40 miles an hour.
And you know they can fly.
Yeah, that's right. Reindeer are excellent swimmers when they're not flying.
Really?
Yeah, so don't think about crossing a stream to get away from them. They can hop in a lake and go do all
that
stuff.
How many reindeers attack people?
That I don't know. I do not have reindeer attack statistics here. Their number, their enemies number quite large, however. Besides being hunted, they're attacked by wolves and polar bears and brown bears and wolverines. Even eagles have been known to steal a newborn reindeer.
That is one ambitious eagle.
That's it. Reindeer facts for you. That's it. And later on, we'll do reindeer games. No, we won't. No. All right, there.
Wow.
No kidding.
I thought it was clever, but.
Hello.
And they taste good, too.
Yeah, that's it. Last thing. Well, that's, Kat says she's got a recipe for that. Hey, there are all kinds of tools to help dieters. The most effective weight loss tool may, in fact, be the smartphone.
What?
Well, researchers have found dieters who use apps coupled with individual coaching, educational sessions, or something similar have an easier time of taking the weight off. Which is that's pretty cool if they can do that. I would just, there's bound to be an app that makes you feel really good about yourself, even if you're not, right? You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine shows one-third of participants who tracked their progress through an app on their smartphone lost at least 5% of their body weight during the first 3 months. Those in the control group used the app but didn't get any nutritional counseling. They lost nothing. Wow. So,
well, pretty sure it's the counseling then that's making a difference.
Well, it could. Well, yeah. Well, not if you have an app that goes every time you eat something that's not good for
that.
You. You know,
you should market that.
You really every time you take a bite of the slam burger.
Merry Christmas, yeah. Present Valley.
That going on
Mike
Vivaldi
here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012s, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center. 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
All right, it's 8:52. Oh, here we go. Just to feel badly about yourself, the healthiest states in U.S. America, and we're not in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
You know, but we're the best state, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. Our taxes are lower than most of these people, probably. All right, so here we go. Here are the, here are the five healthiest states. Number five is Minnesota. Number four is Massachusetts. Number three is New Hampshire. You're going, oh, cold weather. Nope. Number two is Hawaii. And number one is Vermont. Now, I thought Colorado would be in here somewhere because, you know, there's so many people who are so active in Colorado.
But you have that kind of granola aspect to
them. The crunchy granola thing going on, right, exactly. The other five states in the top ten would be Rhode Island, Maine, New Jersey, Utah, and Connecticut. Wow, so there's a lot of New England up there. A lot of New England, so let's see. Okay. How about a sitcom based on Justin Bieber's life?
What?
Okay, I really am now thinking that the Mayan thing's more accurate.
Yeah, really.
That's got to be one of the signs of the apocalypse.
Yeah, we're cartwheeling into the ocean. TV Guide reports ABC, which was developing exactly such a show last year, has shelved it, at least for now. Justin and his manager, of course, would be the executive producers of the show, which reportedly would be about a pop star's awkward teenage years. Yeah, that'd be great. Wonderful.
No, it wouldn't at all.
Yeah. And they're already going to make a movie about the life of John McAfee. This guy's pretty interesting.
Yeah, he is.
You know McAfee, of course. That's he's got the software stuff going on. But he was arrested in Guatemala and then deported back to Miami. McAfee was on CNBC Friday morning and did a 12-minute interview in which he claimed he hasn't done drugs in 30 years, but if he did, quote, I have the resources to do good drugs, end quote.
Well, he's honest.
Okay, that's right. He says that he's staying in Miami until his girlfriend's friends, ages 17 and 20, can join him. Yeah.
Sounds like a real class act.
Yeah. Various sources say he's either 66 or 67. Yeah, that's not creepy at all.
No.
Hollywood Reporter says the film will likely be called Running in the Background. Oh, cute. The true story of John McAfee. That is so good. So far, he has avoided extradition to Belize, where he's wanted by police who apparently believe they had something to do with his neighbor's murder. That's right, murder. He says he didn't have anything to do with it. Well, of course he's going to say that. What else would you think?
Yeah, well, and why go back and fight it?
That's right. Kat, this is to answer your question because I know you were asking this morning, what are the odds on who's going to win The Voice Season 3?
Yes,
maybe
she was,
not.
She was waiting with bated breath.
That's right. Terry McDermott apparently is your favorite at 8-5. I have no idea.
Me either.
Cassidy Pope is 18-25. That sounds like a demo. That is like. And Nicholas David is a 5-1 shot. So we'll see. So the final tally. Did you watch any of the 12-12-12 show?
No.
You know, I only saw some of it because I was taping something else, or I thought I was. capturing something else. I wasn't taping it, but capturing something else. And it ended up being the 12-12-12. So I got to see a little bit of Billy Joel, which is okay. And I got to see some Paul McCartney, which was all right. So the parts that I happened to capture by mistake were okay. But let's see, the relief concert was more than $30 million from sponsorships, corporate donations, and the ticket revenue. Although the concert was on 14, count them, 14 different cable networks and available to more than 2 billion people worldwide, according to Nielsen, there were 19 million people who watched the concert, and it averaged around 5.2 million in and out during the evening. Contrast that to the top shows on Wednesday night. Criminal Minds had 12 million viewers, CSI 9.5 million, Modern Family about 11 million. Survivor Philippines had 10 million people. So, I mean, it's okay. But again, that's a group. You know, there's a certain age bracket that's going to like that kind of stuff and not going to like that stuff. Hello?
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
I've heard of that.
It's incredibly funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or is it just depressing?
I believe that we're living through the beginnings of that now. When I hear stories about John McAfee and all the other ridiculous things that are going on in the world, I'm convinced that our society is getting stupider and stupider.
Well, that's, you know, a guy from Stanford said that about a month ago, that the population as a whole is just getting to be less and less intelligent, and that's obviously scary on any number of levels. All right, Peter Jackson's The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, made $37.5 million on Friday.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, $13 million in midnight grosses alone to be the top movie of all time for the month of December.
That's amazing.
That's saying something. That's a lot of money.
They do have to make a lot, though, because it cost them $200 million to make the film.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, they'll get it back.
It's worth it.
They'll get it back. Then it went on to blow away the competition, pretty much. Pulled in just under $85 million for the weekend. Rise of the Guardians 3D. Oh, man, I missed it.
That was a cute movie, Scott.
Was it? Okay.
I enjoyed
that one.
$7.4 million. Is it a cartoon? Is that what it
is?
It's
animated,
yeah.
I got you. Lincoln, $7.2 million still. Skyfall at $7 million, and The Life of Pi at $5.4 million. By the way, the James Bond film Skyfall, now the highest-grossing film Sony or MGM ever produced.
Wow.
$918 million worldwide. Spider-Man 3 had been number one. As for MGM, the studio's highest-grossing film up to now has been Gone with the Wind, which made $400 million worldwide. But again, as we've talked about, if you talk about tickets sold, Gone with the Wind's probably done better. It's just a matter of tickets were pretty inexpensive.
Well, and how much money has it made since then on every channel that's ever run it?
The piano on which Dooley Wilson played As Time Goes By, the movie Casablanca.
Oh, my gosh, I love that song, and I like that movie.
Yeah, auctioned off at Sotheby's on Friday for $602,000.
Wow.
Japanese collector had purchased it back in 1988 for $154,000. That's a pretty good ROI.
Yeah, it is.
Buy it for $154, sell it for $602.
Wow.
That makes a profit of about $448,000, my A&M consolidated math tells me that.
Now I can buy 4 more pianos.
Could do that. Casablanca, of course, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, celebrated its 70th anniversary this year. Movies coming up starting on Wednesday, Monsters, Inc.
I love that movie.
That's the 3D re-release that'll
Correct.
Be coming
one
out
One of
there.
My all-time favorites.
Zero Dark Thirty. It'll be interesting to see how that one does.
That one looks interesting to me.
Yeah, it's about Osama bin Laden. And The Guilt Trip. I'm thinking not good. We'll see. Barbara Streisand and Seth Rogen. A guy's mom pressures him into taking her along on a once-in-a-lifetime road trip.
Huh. And she turns into a 20-something nut job.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If you care, search of Soleil Worlds Away in 3D, if you're a freak for that. And Jack Reacher, which was going to come out, was postponed because of the Connecticut situation. So that'll be out on December the 21st. So that's what we've got there. All right, let me see what else we got going on. That's about it. Oh, I guess on this date